Gambling.
Yeah.
He used some money that somebody won in the wrong way.
Sick puppy. Yeah. We come to him next on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 186.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Creek and the Denver Tech Center. That's 303-447-9000. You're going to like this.
Now, more than ever,
we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office last week blew the whistle on an EPA plan aimed at regulating the mercury pollution from power plants. EPA, according to the GAO, was distorting the analysis of its controversial proposal to regulate such pollution. Now it's reported that the Bush administration will propose this week the first federal controls on mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants. The new plan promoted by the Bush White House provides for tradable pollution allowances that is more congenial to industry. Under the rules, some utilities will be able to purchase allowances rather than cleaning up emissions. In other news, the annual meeting of the United Nations Human Rights Commission opens today in Geneva, Switzerland. This with the United States bracing itself for a barrage of criticism for this military's alleged handling of detainees stemming from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In years gone by, the United States has been free to focus on the rights and shortcomings of other countries at commission hearings. But recent disclosures about prisoner mistreatment have required the administration to adopt a defensive strategy for the upcoming seven-week conclave. A federal judge on Saturday prohibited the government from transferring 13 Yemeni prisoners from the military's detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, until a hearing could be held on their lawyers' fear that they might face torture, this if sent to another country. Ruling by Judge Rosemary Collier of the United States District Court was the first action on at least five emergency petitions filed since Friday by lawyers for Guantanamo detainees after they learned from news reports that the government is seeking to transfer hundreds of prisoners to their home countries. Just setting the record straight, State Secretary Condoleezza Rice says she's not a candidate for the presidency in 2008. Rice appeared yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, where she made that declaration.
I don't have any desire or intention of running for president. I've never wanted to run for anything, and I just don't have any desire to do it.
When asked again if she ever considered such a run, Rice made herself clear.
I will not run for president of the United States. How's that? I don't know how many ways to say no in this town. I really don't.
State Secretary Condoleezza Rice. It may not be the picture the Bush administration wants to see, but hundreds of thousands of people turned out for a Hezbollah rally against the United States on Sunday in Lebanon. The protest occurred even as the U.N. envoy met with the Lebanese president to press demands for a Syrian pullout. Washington said to be pleased with the latest overtures by the Damascus government to withdraw, but the White House says deeds are wanted, not just words. Many of those participating in the demonstration waved placards saying no to intervention in Lebanon, but that warning was directed at the United States and Israel, not Syria. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, you want to watch for light snow and icy patches on the highway this morning and give yourself a little extra time. Around Boulder Foothills Parkway and 28th.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
3 degrees. Looking for bandwidth that bends over backwards? Quest One Flex Integrated Access can adjust to your company's needs on the fly. To learn more about Quest One Flex Integrated Access, call Quest at 1-800-73.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
In writing.
Why pay more when you can buy for less at AutoSmart? 7070 Smith Road off Quebec. Best prices guaranteed.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
See now, that's the problem with secrets and lies. It's impossible to tell which ones might be relevant until you dig them up and take a good whiff.
Jay Marvin.
Controversial, a lightning rod.
You're tearing me apart!
We need to tough it up and get down in the trenches and fight.
Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, Ramblers, let's get Ramblers.
Good morning, 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Scattered snow showers mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 32 today. And it's Monday morning, and the sun's coming up, and it is cloudy outside. Did you have a good weekend there, Turk?
Yeah, not long enough, as always, but it was a good weekend. Just kind of hung around the house, slept a lot.
Yeah, I did basically about the same thing. You know, guns, there are two things that are very much in the news this morning. Guns and Ward Churchill. And we also have Thomas Frank coming up between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, the author of the book, What's the Matter with Kansas? But the news is just covered with stories about this guy, Terry Ratzman, who on Saturday fired 22 bullets during a service, killing 7 members of his church before taking his own life. And police yesterday stressed that the investigation was in its infancy, and they didn't yet understand his motive. But church members, investigators, and acquaintances said they feared the specter of financial collapse may have pushed Ratzman over the edge. Already known as an eccentric and a depressed loner, maybe that might have pushed him over the edge and caused him to do what he did. If that's what's behind the shootings, church leaders say, it would represent a wild overreaction to a message delivered by the evangelical leader of the Living Church of God, Roderick C. Meredith. Now, this church, I believe, believes in this. I'm reading somewhere that it believes in this end times philosophy, that the world is going to come to an end. But what the Ratzman story here and what this whole thing is, this and the Brian Nichols story, what they bring up in the news is the old argument over gun control. And I have kind of a unique belief about this. Maybe it isn't so unique. Maybe you have the same thoughts that I do about it. I think we have to honor the Second Amendment. I don't think the problem is guns. I think the problem is people. Now, before you jump to the phones at 303-713-7600 and say, oh, you sound like you're on the right, a right-winger. No, check this out. I think mental health is the biggest problem we have in this country, not guns. mental health, and abject poverty. And that firearm use is just a byproduct. Now, you go to any newspaper in this country, and I did this morning online, I looked around. Los Angeles Times had 3 shooting incidents in Orange County, California alone. And, of course, we have the problem with the gun violence in Chicago and most major cities. I don't know if I want to ask a question about this or if I'm groping for an answer. And maybe it would be too simple just to ask you, well, do you believe in gun control? But something's got to give here. So is it too easy to be able to get a firearm in this country? Well, even if you put a lot of legal restraints on it, people are still going to buy them because criminals are going to have them. And now I sound like something right out of the NRA, don't I? Which I don't. I'm not a member of the NRA. I don't know. I guess I'm just casting around here, searching for an answer about how to deal with the proliferation of guns and the idea that they're easy to get. This guy Ratzman obviously had a problem. He was known as a depressive loner and an eccentric. But how did he get the gun? There are 2 topics that liberals and conservatives never agree on. Abortion and guns. And I guess what I'm doing is I'm casting about here to try to find some middle ground. Because I don't think outlawing guns is going to do the job totally. To me, mental health is the biggest problem this country faces. And it's something we don't take seriously. And in any health care plans that are ever talked about, mental health coverage is never included. How can we be so backwards? 303-713-7600. So I guess what I'm doing this hour is I'm just opening up the phones to your comments about guns in our society and how you feel about it. Let's go to Dominic in Westminster. Dominic, you're on Dominique, I'm sorry. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Well, about the gun control, I was speaking to my boyfriend's uncle, who's a pastor at a Baptist church in Littleton, and he thought that the Christian ideal was to bring guns to the world. And I totally disagreed with that. He said that the world is better with guns because you can't run the world without guns. And I asked him, well, why is that? He said, because people need guns to protect themselves. And I guess I kind of agree with you. The problem is people that have mental health, you know, mental health problems, but then they get the guns in their hands and, you know, the shooting like what happened on Sunday morning. That's what I have the biggest problem with.
But you know what? Here's the thing I battle with. There's no realistic way to keep guns out of people's hands.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I agree with you totally. I mean, we live in a free country. Is that not correct? You know, and we want free access to everything.
Well, it's not only that. It's not only that. But if guns were outlawed, you know, you can buy them off the street from criminal elements.
That's true. Now,
right?
I'm thinking Chicago's a little bit more of a more progressive, not progressive, but more infiltrated with guns city than maybe Denver is.
So is Los Angeles.
Yeah, Orange County, like you had said. But, I mean, that's the thing is that Christian right thinks that guns are the end-all and be-all to protecting our society. And I think you're totally right when we should look at the abject poverty and the problems with mental health issues. I agree with you on that one.
Totally. All right. Dominic, thank you. Dominique, I'm sorry. Thank you for the call.
Have a good one.
All right. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. I mean, this is a huge controversial topic. And if you go to the Los Angeles Times, I just picked out a newspaper on the West Coast. 3 shootings over the weekend in Orange County alone. Church attack in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Guns are all over the place. But you know what? How can you eliminate them? You can't. I've always believed in mandatory mental health screening between the ages of, say, 3 and 6 years old. And I'm not even a psychiatrist. But I don't know of any other way to stop this violence. I'm open to any suggestions you might have on it. I mean, this story that went on in Brookfield, Wisconsin over the weekend. Can you imagine? That this guy, Terry Ratzman, just bursts in and starts firing 22 bullets during a service. He even stopped to reload. The shootings took place at a Sheraton Hotel in Brookfield, a tiny suburb of tree-lined streets and strip malls and about 40,000 people.
Jay, you think if one guy might have had a gun in that church, some lives might have been spared?
Well, you know, I've thought about that, too. I mean, that's usually the answer for conceal and carry, that somebody could have pulled a gun and shot him. But I don't know. Would that have happened, or would it have become a bloodbath?
From what I heard, he had time to reload.
Yeah, he did. He did have time to reload. I don't know if conceal and carry is the answer. You know, there's the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. And different people see that different ways. The right to keep and bear arms. But man, this was one violent weekend. And I just stopped at the Los Angeles Times. I could have kept going. I could have gone and looked at, you know, at the Detroit newspapers, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Phoenix, Colorado. It's a mess. So I guess what I'm doing this morning is I'm just kind of casting for an answer here. 303-713-7600, 615 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic at 615 with Bailey.
Well, thank you very much. Boulder streets are still on accident-free this morning. Arapahoe Broadway are filling in. The diagonal is picking up as you make your way between Boulder and Longmont. And Highway 36 moved along just fine east and westbound. Now, southbound I-25 stacking up from Thornton Parkway. And the two-car accident in the center lane just past 84th Avenue is adding to those backups. And we have another crash at southbound I-25 at Yale. I-70 is moving along fine east and westbound, and southbound 225 doing well on your way toward I-25. Boulder weather today, expect partly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 23 degrees. Looking for bandwidth that bends over backwards? Quest One Flex Integrated Access can adjust to your company's needs on the fly. To learn more about Quest One Flex Integrated Access, call Quest at 1-800-730-2188. That's 1-800-730-2188. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Luna Bar Women's Only 8K Running Events. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information, order with...
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Lay it off on me. We bought four cars from Rocky's Autos because they have the largest selection of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, and vans, and SUVs in Colorado. At Rocky's, you'll find just about any make and model you can think of. But it isn't so much the cars that makes Rocky's what it is. It's the people that makes Rocky's what it is. People like my friend Colby working in the Tower of Power, Larry the Elf, and my man Spanky. and the Bashir brothers, Marv and Tom. Get on out to Rockies. Check out their selections of Fords, Chevys, Dodge, Nissans, Toyotas, Pontiacs, Hondas, Volkswagens, and much, much more. And they're all at one convenient location, the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies is the place to go. Rockies has been family-owned since 1982.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EuroOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EuroOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EuroOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EuroOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EuroOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
For more information on how to join, go to am760.net and click on the blue list.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 619, 19 minutes after 6. Scattered snow showers, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 32. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Open up the first hour here this morning, talking about this church attack. The motive of the attack puzzles investigators, but it brings up the old question about the proliferation of guns in this society and how easy it is to get them, and should it remain that way? 303-713-7600, and even if you tighten down on the gun laws, people still get a hold of guns, and I know that that's like a right-wing argument. Well, as soon as guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, but it's true. And it calls into question the Second Amendment debate. But this guy, Terry Ratzman, who fired 22 bullets during a service in Brookfield, Wisconsin, he even had time to reload. And if you go to any major newspaper across this country, what you're going to see is you're going to see people using guns to kill other people. Is the answer to outlaw guns? I don't think you ever can get them outlawed because people will break the law to get them. I know. That's, you know, I hate it when you try to make that argument. Because the right wing in this country makes it so effectively. Is the idea to give everybody guns, have a conceal and carry society? So you don't know who you're pulling a gun on, you might get shot back? I'm not sure what the answer is, that's why I'm asking you. I'd open the laboratory of experimental discussion and ideas here. Coming up later, Thomas Frank will be on with What's the Matter with Kansas, and we'll talk about the latest in the Ward Churchill buyout problem. Let's go to Michael in Highlands Ranch. Michael, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Not too bad. I agree. Going after the guns is that's not the answer. It's all about people. I'm not a native of Colorado. I moved here from Texas. When I was in third grade, about 7 years old, for Christmas, I got a gun from each one of my grandfathers.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been around guns that early. I have never treated them like a toy. You know, I mean, I have a great uncle who was an FBI man. I've been around, you know, I've been taught gun safety from day one. You know, I made it through all my teenage years without shooting anybody. You know, I think if you put the education in from the very beginning, you know, it's something you respect. It's not something that you use.
So should we teach about guns in school?
Not sure that's the answer either. I think it needs to be more family, at least in my opinion, it needs to be more family driven. I'm just going over what worked for me.
Then you get into the whole argument, though, what happens if the family doesn't take care of it?
Well, yeah, but what if the family doesn't teach the kid how to respect their car? You know, what if they don't teach them how to respect alcohol? You know, I mean, you know, there's a million different things, you know, that you can do. I don't know. Both of my parents still live in Texas. They both have conceal and carry licenses. You know, I wasn't surprised when my dad got it. Was a little surprised was how good of a marksman my mom was.
Hmm.
You know, kind of makes me glad that she didn't do that when I was younger. You know, now I literally have a pistol packing mama.
Really?
Yeah, but,
Do you own a gun?
Several. Unfortunately, most of them are still in Texas. My wife's pretty anti-gun. You know, she's from here and, you know, was home and witnessed, you know, Columbine on the day that it happened. And
yeah, I was here when that happened, too.
Yeah, I was still, I hadn't moved here yet. But, yeah, I have, back home, at my parents' home in Texas, I have a pretty extensive collection. I only have one pistol up here that I use, you know, specifically for home protection.
Hmm.
So I just don't think I agree with the mental health aspect. I really didn't used to think about that. My wife is majored in that in college, and we've had a lot of discussions over it. And you know, I agree with the mental health aspect. You know, that's a big issue that I had never thought about.
All right, Michael, thank you for the call, man. Have a great day.
No, you too, Jay. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, mental health is a taboo topic. It really is. Why is that? I've often wondered about that. Look at the people who commit crimes with guns. There's got to be something in their background, in some way, shape, or form. But you can't get people to cross the street to have a discussion about mental health. I find that to be unbelievable. 303-713-7600. Maybe you have some thoughts about this. Because you can't outlaw every gun that's out there. It just can't do it. You can restrict sales. But most of the people who get in trouble with guns operate outside the system. Now, to me, it'll be very interesting to see how Terry Ratzman got his firearm. It'd be very interesting to see where he got this gun. Now, Ratzman had learned recently that he might lose his job as a computer technician. Then, last month, the leader of Ratzman's church warned in a sermon of a pending financial ruin, that a colossal financial iceberg was going to sink America. So this guy goes into a Sheraton in Brookfield, Wisconsin, opens up, starts shooting, has time to reload, because nobody there in the congregation's got a gun. Is the answer to the problem more guns, less guns? Vince, Longmont, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Just fine, Vince.
Good. I think the mental health issue is key because I think you can go back to Michael Moore's thesis about a country driven by fear and paranoia.
Right.
As opposed to a country like Canada where they have a proliferation of guns but nowhere near. And you can go to Switzerland where every male over 18 has to have a gun. And they have like a 0% murder rate.
What is it about us that we have more than anybody else?
Well, I think we are in a country. I mean, the free enterprise, the sort of opportunity system, has both benefits and disadvantages. I think this Social Security debate is about that. It's about security. It's about people with fear and trepidation over their future and paranoia about everyone around them. And it drives both incredible industriousness, and it also drives some psychopathology in some people because people can't take the pressure. I think the fact that this happened in the church, where a lot of times talk is about the fact that we have no control over our future, and churches help satisfy a need for people who are very insecure, and oftentimes you get pathological people who are trying to deal with that.
Hmm.
And,
well, but you know, this seems to me that this is the unanswerable. This is the unanswerable question.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to me, this is the way I see it. You have to be mentally ill to commit a crime with a gun.
Yeah.
Or damn hungry.
Mm-hmm. I think there are certainly crimes of passion where,
right,
you know, if a gun's available and people lose a fuse. But, you know, things like Columbine, those kids were kids on the outside. They were kids who were alienated in a situation where, you know, we have a society that's very status-oriented, and they were not part of the, you know, the core set, and they were driven to a point where their alienation made everyone an enemy, and they felt comfortable taking it to a, you know, a grotesque level.
Yeah, they needed help. There's no question about that. They were both, you know, I saw them, you know, I don't believe this idea that people are inherently evil, or that somebody's just evil, and that's how you explain things away, that, you know, that Klebold and Harris were evil. I just don't believe that.
I agree with you totally. I agree with you totally. People don't start out, I mean, maybe there's one or two, Ted Bundy, you know, that guy may have been evil when he was, you know, 2 years old, but he also, you know, lived a life that created this pathology, and I think we have a society that's not very good at dealing with nonconformity, and sometimes it creates great people like, you know, Bill Gates, and then other times it creates horrible people as well.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Hey, thank you for the call. Great call, Vince.
Take care now.
Okay. 303-713-7600. Anybody else want to add anything to this? I just don't believe people are born evil. I think they can be born with mental health problems. But I reject this whole idea that, well, he's evil. Klebold and Harris were not evil. They were just sick. We'll take more of your calls coming up. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 6:30. Let's check out traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you, Boulder Street. Still an accident-free to start off your morning.
I'm squeezing some calls, huh?
So that's some good news for you. Arapahoe and Broadway are filling in. The diagonal picking up between Boulder and Longmont, and Highway 36 moving along fine east and westbound. Southbound I-25 stacked up until
the parkway. Yeah, no,
and a two-car accident in the center lane just past 84th Avenue is adding to those backups. Then we're jamming back to Colorado because of an earlier crash at Yale. Watch for a lane shift. This is northbound I-25 at Colorado. You're being moved over to the right onto new pavement. I-70 doing well east and westbound, and 225 a little crowded on your way toward the tech center. We do have a rollover accident. This is southbound Santa Fe just past Evans. Boulder weather. Today, expect partly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 25 degrees. Toyota certified used vehicles featuring 160-point quality assurance inspection and vehicle history reports. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. The best new cars make the best used cars. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown to 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Or to buy your next home for the same payment, so call us today at 303-783-3983 or at idealhomeloans.com.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:34, 27 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Scattered snow showers, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 32. And we're talking about what has turned out to be a pretty violent weekend in this country over the weekend. We had the Brian Nichols story in Atlanta, which started unfolding on Friday. We also had the church attack in Brookfield, Wisconsin, trying to have a discussion here about guns. Guns involved in both. And as I pointed out, I was, you know, having a discussion with Turk before the show started. I said, hey, man, I'll just go to any newspaper in any city, any fairly large city, and there'll be a gun story in there. So I went to the Los Angeles Times, the Orange County section, three gun stories right there. Crimes committed with guns, murder. What's the answer? It's the oldest, most divisive topic other than abortion. And I'm shocked I haven't heard from any gun control advocates. Because I'm not sure that gun control works. Look at a guy like Terry Ratzman, who fired these 22 shots. Do you think a gun law would have affected him? Nor do I think that the whole idea of conceal and carry is good either. How about if we all had guns? Then what would happen? Let's go to Tim and Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Tim.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. How about you?
Fine, thank you. We still have an Old West mentality in this country. We committed genocide against Native Americans, and did we look at it as a horrible situation and something that shouldn't have happened?
No, we look at it as manifest destiny.
In the movies.
Yeah, you're right.
And so where did these concepts come from? I mean, we glorify Jesse James, John Dillinger. It's all done in movies, and people see that and think, yeah, we're Americans. We're badasses. We have the right to do that. And now we have a president who would rather go to war and lose lives than work with diplomacy and patience. And, I mean, it's pervasiveness. The mindset is pervasive in this country, and there's a good reason for it.
What is the reason? Why are guns so sexy?
I don't know. I hate them. I never had one. I mean, I was raised in Iowa, and we went out hunting. You know, I had my 410 when I was a kid, but never would I have a handgun, and never would I use it on somebody. I mean, people don't seem to understand that the violence and the terrible things that go along with taking the life of somebody. I mean, our military is glorified. I mean, I think it's easy to see.
There's something sexy about firearms, though. I mean,
there is to some people.
I mean, listen to this. Listen. What is so seductive about that?
It's violence, and it does nothing for me. But great part of
yeah, you don't find that to be seductive at all?
No, not at all.
Boy, I do. What does it say about me? What you say about me, man? No, I wouldn't go out and shoot somebody. Definitely not.
And I think, listen, you know, this rat just comes out of a church, and I haven't heard yet what the sermon was that he is disturbed by. I'd love to hear that, and what bothers him.
He was disturbed at the idea of the sermon that talked about the impending colossal financial iceberg that was America that was going to sink. That's what sent him over the edge.
That's very possibly a reality, but to take it to a level to take people's lives, I don't get that.
Well, I don't either, but, you know, there's something, I mean, at least for me, and I admit this, I mean, there's something seductive and sexy about guns.
Well, I've never had that, I guess. I guess I wasn't even comfortable taking the life of an animal. So I'm totally repulsed by them, and people's attractions to them, I'm not sure I get.
You know what? I once went duck hunting and couldn't stand it.
Yeah,
I like the sound of it. I just don't want to do it. Tim, thank you, man.
Just the sound. You're all right. All right. Have a good day, Jay.
All right. We'll see you. Yeah, I like the idea of it, but I wouldn't do it. Now, am I the only one here who's going to come forward and say and tell you that I find guns to be seductive? And we do live in a very violent country. And is it, as Tim says, that people have that old West mentality? That whole idea of shoot them out in the streets? I love movies with guns. Things to do in Denver when you're dead. I love any movie that has to do with small-time criminals and hoodlums. I love film noir. But I would no more pick a gun up and use it against somebody than the man in the moon. But try to take away people's guns in this society and they go berserk. And I'm not so sure they're wrong. I think it's what's between your ears that governs what you do, not the gun you hold in your hand. And that's a pretty not in lockstep view with the left, because most people I know on the left disagree with me on this. And I'm kind of shocked at 6:40, 20 minutes in front of 7 here, we haven't had one gun control advocate. Don't tell me you're not out there. Because I've done this topic a million times because there is no ending answer to this. 303-713-7600. What is it about this country that we just won't give up our guns? I don't know, maybe I'm sending mixed messages here. But this is a topic that I truly see all sides. I believe in my head, I believe in my heart, that mental illness has a lot to do with the way people treat guns, and that people are not born evil. And maybe that means, in that respect, I reject religion. When religion tells you that people are born evil, I just reject that. I think people are made evil by their environment. Or that they may have some degree of mental illness. But I don't think people are like, well, he's got the devil inside of him. And that's what made Brian Nichols do what he did in Atlanta. That's what made Terry Ratzman do what he did in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Or any of the other hundreds of gun crimes that were committed this weekend. 641. Actually, it's 6:42, 18 minutes in front of 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic with Bailey.
thank you. We are accident-free on Boulder Streets. Foothills Parkway and 28th are getting busy, and the diagonals picking up between Boulder and Longmont. Highway 36 moving along fine east and westbound, and southbound I-25 stacking up from Thornton Parkway. Watch for two-car accidents in the center lane just past 84th Avenue, so that's adding to your backups in the Thornton area. Then watch for another crash. It's approaching 20th, and we're jamming back to Colorado because of an earlier wreck at Yale. We have a lane shift northbound I-25 at Colorado. You're being moved onto the right onto new pavement. Then I-70 looks good east and westbound, and southbound 225 crowding on your way toward the tech center. Now off the highways, we have a rollover accident. It's southbound Santa Fe just past Evans. Boulder weather. Today expect partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s, and right now it is 27 degrees. Coming to Subway today for the $2.49 daily special, a different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Mondays, you can get a savory turkey breast and ham 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49. Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
For a better tomorrow. Serving the Front Range from Longmont to Castle Rock. Call Unwanted Appliances Hauled Away at 303-430-7142.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 646. 14 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Look for the high today to be around 32. Scattered snow showers, mainly in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high of 32. We're talking about what I think has been one of the most violent weekends this country's had in a long, long time. Church attack motive puzzles investigators. This is Terry Ratzman, who fired 22 shots at a church, killing some people in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And also the Brian Nichols story about the rapist who gets away and holds Ashley Smith hostage and then lets her go, but not before he kills a judge and a court reporter. And I'm trying to have a progressive conversation here about guns in this society. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lori in Denver. Lori, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey,
Jay.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, you know, I think that you are, well, the mental health piece is a point, certainly.
Okay.
But a point that you're missing is that people in Canada or Switzerland probably have about the same incidence of mental health issues as we do here in the States.
Oh, no, I think we have more per capita than they do. I can't point to a study, but it seems to me, and I read this a couple of, maybe 3 or 4 months ago somewhere, that we have a higher incidence of it than they do. But they, you know, they have their problems too. So I'm not trying to, take the air out of your argument.
They definitely have their problems, Jay, but they, you know, don't kill people at the rate that we do in the States.
No, that's true.
And I think, I don't know, to me it seems like it's not an issue of, you know, are Americans going to give up their guns? I mean, that's insane. Of course not. You know.
Then what is it? Then how do we frame the argument? What is the issue?
Well, I think maybe it's a broader societal issue. I think when people, you know, are destitute, have no health insurance, and have to work 3 jobs at $5 an hour to not even be able to make ends meet, I think that you, and if people do have mental health issues, I think that those kind of conditions are going to exacerbate those mental health issues. And if they live in a society where, you know, they have things like health care and sort of a minimum living standard, and we don't really seem to have that in this country. It's, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps or devil take the hindmost. And I think that the idea of living in a society is that you, the reason why you live in a society is that people take care of each other. You know, if somebody falls ill or their wife gets breast cancer or they get fired from their job, you know, they should be able to file bankruptcy. There should be, you know, but we're taking that away. We're taking.
Yeah, well, you know,
see, surely we're eroding the care that we give to the least among us. And I think that causes a lot of violence.
I don't disagree with anything you've just said. I mean, I would love to, for the sake of a talk show, disagree with you. But I don't. I don't disagree with you.
Something more provocative than
Yeah. Well, but I do agree with you, and I think that it plays into mental health. But
oh, and it definitely plays into mental health. I mean,
how do you diffuse it?
But you also have to realize, I mean, you know, be careful that you're not just demonizing people with mental health issues, because that's a pretty wide swath in our society. You know, it's not just that
right.
People are either perfectly sane or completely nuts.
But I didn't mean
mental
but
health,
I,
like everything else, is.
But I didn't mean it in a demonizing sense. I meant it in a sense of that a lot of people, that we are reluctant to have a mental health discussion in this society, and that many people just slip through the cracks.
Yes, many people do slip through the cracks. And we are, mental health has a, you know, the thing is that we have for thousands of years been motivated by medicine. We've developed doctors and ways of healing people when they're sick, and it's been a very accepted thing. But during most of those thousands of years, if there was anything wrong with you from a mental health standpoint, you were possessed by demons.
Right, exactly.
You know, there was no thought that the brain, which is the most complex organ in our body, could also, you know, have a few things go awry. But, of course, it makes sense that, you know, this gigantic complex organ, of course, can sometimes not fire the way it should, or, you know, not have exactly the chemical balance that it should. And I think we're getting to the point where we understand that, but it takes a long time because we've got thousands of years of misconceptions, and then through the very short birth of psychiatry, you know, it's been, oh, well, you're mental. Oh, you're, you know, you're crazy. You're nuts. And that sort of, you know, that stigma, I think, has carried.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Lori, thank you. Great call.
Sure.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right. Hope so. Here's Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I think your previous caller made many good points about the larger society issues. Rhianne Eisler wrote a book called The Chalice and the Blade, where she compared different societies, ones that were more nurturing versus ones that were more dominating and authoritarian, and the sorts of archetypal symbols that would result from those societies. And in our society, things like guns have become a symbol of power,
yeah,
and protection, and our own concept of human nature, I think, has been twisted in a way to advance that. I think if you live in an empire that's going to be aggressive around the world, you know, that government is going to need some people in that empire to adopt that themselves, to see power and aggression as the way to solve life's problems rather than nurturance or diplomacy and things like that. I mean, when I say the word caveman, you know, that image of a man with a club in one hand and dragging a woman by the other is what often comes up. And we have that image being pushed today. When you look at movies, you have Pierce Brosnan or some other hunky guy with a gun in one hand and a woman like Halle Berry in the other. So, you know, you talked about how guns can be kind of a sexy thing. They use sex to sell guns all the time. It's not so much gun control that I think is the issue, but it's gun promotion that goes on constantly.
Well, it's everywhere in the movies, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite and tell you and pretend that I don't dig it, but I do. I mean, most of my, you know, I love noir. I love crime movies.
That's cool. And I understand that totally. I just think we maybe need to bring some critical awareness to what's going on here, kind of like how we brought more awareness to the promotion of cigarettes, which I also don't think should be banned, but I do think we should look at it critically and not allow it always to be glorified as this great thing and have these fake doctors come up and say, hey, smoking's good for you,
right,
and the sorts of things that business will do, and the same thing they're doing with guns.
I go back and forth on the cigarette issue. Sometimes I think they should be banned, only because you're selling something that inevitably leads to a disease, death, and higher insurance rates.
Yeah. You know, I think there should be some regulation, as with guns. You know, I think the police departments all over the country, they've got real concerns about what sorts of guns are available and how they're available. We should listen to those. And cigarettes, you know, I think something like that, a lot of people are concerned about the 100 or so chemicals that they put in the tobacco, that that's causing a lot of the cancers. You know, I think that's something that maybe we should regulate.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call, Preston.
Sure.
Good call. Thanks. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lydia in Fort Collins. Lydia, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi. I'm just laying here listening to your show, and I have never owned a gun. I don't know anything about them. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I've never fired one, but sometimes I wonder about the whole idea of religion and violence, with how associated they are. And
I think they can be very closely associated.
Yes, and I associate it with the fact that when you read the Old Testament, for instance, to me, and I'm not a person who doesn't believe in God, first of all, but to me, the person in the Old Testament is a total warrior God. Everything that had to happen through the destruction of people. There even, you know, an instance where, I can't remember who it was, but patriarch was asked to offer up his own son.
All right, I'm running out of time here, Lydia. Can you hang on? I'm going to...
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at your optics. Men do make passes at girls in your optics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too. showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York Deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Support, and please tell your friends. That's budgetrealtycolorado.com, 303-772-7997.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information, order Red Relief
that dissolves fast without a prescription. Allivert, allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are. Use as directed.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Talk radio at its best. AKZN, Thornton Boulder.
America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. A new poll reveals what many Americans have been saying all along. A good government really depends on the openness with the public. Poll conducted by a coalition of media organizations and other groups seeking government access has revealed that 7 out of every 10 Americans believe the government should provide more access to records. What's more is that 70% of the respondents are either somewhat concerned or very concerned about the government's secrecy. The results came amid growing debate about openness at all levels of government in the years since the September 11th attacks. Open government advocates contend that the government has become more secretive at the price of a healthy democracy. His name is Clark Kent Irvin, and he used to be the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security. Irvin apparently ran into hot water with his former boss, the recently departed Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge, because he would hand in reports criticizing the agency that went on to Congress. Ridge called Irvin on the carpet a couple of times because reports of independent watchdog were not putting the agency in a favorable light. Ridge has admitted that he did not always agree with the findings of the Inspector General, but he never asked Irvin to suppress or withhold a specific report. Irvin was the department's first Inspector General, who wrote a series of reports citing vulnerability in the Bush administration's efforts to protect the nation. Irvin left the department as Inspector General back in November. Good news for Western utilities in some cities trying to get out of the exorbitant contracts they made with the Enron Corporation during the power crisis of 2000 and 2001. Last Friday, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission determined that Enron was engaged in illicit activity around the time the contracts were drawn. Agencies calling for hearings to determine whether the defunct energy giant could still collect money under the agreements. New York Times investigative journalist Kurt Eichenwald has been examining the rise and fall of the energy giant. The journalist told Air America's Mornings Edition this morning that he has never seen such incompetence.
At the end of the day, when you stand back and you look at what happened, I have never seen a company that was more thoroughly mismanaged than Enron. And Ken Lay was the chairman and chief executive during most of that time.
Journalist Ken or Kurt Eichenwald on Air America's This Morning. Eichenwald will have a book out tomorrow offering a chronology of the Enron scandal called The Conspiracy of Fools, A True Story. Washington Post reported yesterday that Syria plans to remove one-third of its troops out of Lebanon by the end of the month as the first stage of an operation ending its 29-year military presence there. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad also promised to move the remaining forces to the eastern Bekaa Valley. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are stalling accident-free on Boulder Street, so that's some good news to start your morning. Broadway and Bayside are busy. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are stacking up. And we're slow eastbound on the turnpike between Federal and Pecos. Southbound I-25, slow from...
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
The Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway, between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Air America Radio.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7. Scattered snow showers mainly afternoon. Mostly cloudy today and a high near 32. Winter has returned. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're right in the middle of a discussion here about guns in this society and also about violence. Check this out. Now, this comes out of the Los Angeles Times. Just pick a newspaper at random. This is in one edition of one newspaper today. Two men arrested in an apartment shooting. Two men were being held while sheriff's deputies investigated their possible roles in a Sunday morning shooting in Mission Viejo apartment complex. Man shot by officers held on gun charge. A Santa Ana police officer shot a man after his investigation of a suspicious vehicle resulted in a confrontation. One killed, one injured by gunfire at a family party. One man was killed, another injured when gunfire broke out at a family party in Placentia. That was late Saturday. Then there's the story that's crawling across the CNN ticker this morning. Texas boy shoots brother in his temple and kills him. And, of course, we've got the church attack and the Brian Nichols story. So the question is, one, about guns, but it's also about why this country seems to be so violent. 303-713-7600. Let's bring Lydia out of the phone zone and let her continue. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, I'm still here. Anyway, I was just, kind of referring to some of the stuff that's in the Old Testament that is so extremely violent. I don't know if people, you know, who go to a church and everything really get that. I was mentioning the incident, I think it was Jacob, who was asked to sacrifice his son at the point of a knife to show that he loved God. And to me, I know if we, any of us did that today, we'd probably be considered a psychopath or something and put in prison.
Well, they would lock us up.
I know. And I'm black, and I grew up in North Carolina. And when I was growing up in high school, there were so many instances of girlfriends being killed by their jealous boyfriends and all this kind of stuff. So we don't even hear, probably, most of the killings that are going on in this country. And my conclusion is, I believe that as a society, we have lived so externally, and by that, I mean our focus from when we're really young until we retire or whatever is to live kind of outside, to get the education, to get the job, and do all these things. We have so little contact with our inner environment. You know, I have so many people that I have come into contact with who cannot think logically. The easiest solution is, well, you know, in this discussion that we're having, just pick up a gun and do things with a gun.
I just dig the sound of it.
The lady that called earlier, I've never heard of that.
See, I love it. You know, you just can't get enough of that. It's like...
I can really appreciate your honesty in that because I know that maybe men, and maybe I'm being very unfair here, men can kind of relate to that.
Well, let's see if some men do. Lydia, thank you for the call.
Okay, and thanks for listening.
Sure, you bet.
Bye.
Here's Les in Westminster. Les, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Les.
Yeah, so it's not so much the gun as the punishment and, you know, people letting them back out to... You need to, you know, use a gun or even a weapon of any kind, you know, put you on the death penalty and make it public. So, you know, that'll
work.
Yeah, it will.
How do you explain that when they're, that in given states they've taken surveys, including Texas and West Virginia? Let me finish here, pal?
Okay.
Thank you. That after there's a public execution, the amount of violence goes up. How do you explain that?
Well, mainly because it took them 20 years to hang them.
In other words, a guy goes out and shoots his wife because it took him 20 years.
He thinks he's going to get away with it.
Yeah, you know? To hang him.
There's
so many
ways. Put him out on public hanging.
Okay, Les.
And
you bet.
Make it. Yeah.
What is the Eighth Amendment?
Right.
Does the Eighth Amendment?
Shut me up quick.
Does the Eighth Amendment mean anything to you, Les? What does the Eighth Amendment say?
Oh, is that the one about the? I'm not sure. You tell me.
No, I don't need to tell. You need to learn it. Hang up the phone. Goodbye, Les. Hang up. Thank you. Noah in Boulder. Noah, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I think some of the guns are kind of a manifestation of a greater problem that we have in society. I think the lady before hit the nail on the head. In a society where everyone's out for themselves and it's cutthroat, no one really has a care for their fellow man, and they're just going to get out and get his.
I think we should have public hangings, like Les just said.
Well,
the Taliban used to do, you know.
That's kind of a society that's kind of degraded, and I think we've come a lot further than that.
I think so too.
One of the other problems that I have with the whole gun issue is a lot of people don't realize that, you know, guns are bad. Yes, they are, but they also serve a good purpose in the world. And I think that the Second Amendment was kind of designed as a frame of putting a check and balance on a tyrannical government. And if we do try and ban lots of forms of guns, that a tyrannical government will eventually rise.
Well, I mean, there are people who read the Second Amendment as being that way. But you know what? I always laugh at that, though, too, and I don't mean to laugh at you, but I mean, I don't think, you think people are going to, like, get out in the streets and take on the, you know, police departments and the armed forces with, you know, 22 rifles?
Every society will eventually have its day where it will fall. The only way that you can keep that day from coming is by keeping the society as a check and balance to a tyrannical government.
All right, Noah, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, 303-713-7600. Talking about the violence that permeated this country this weekend, including the Brian Nichols escapade, which started on Friday in Atlanta in the courtroom. And then we also get into the church attack that happened Sunday in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Plus the other examples of violence that I read you. We're just in love with guns, and we are a violent society. The question is, how do you put a cap on it, if there's even a way to do it? Of course, we could take violent offenders and we could public have a public quartering of them. Maybe that would do it. 303-713-7600, coming up after 8 o'clock, Thomas Frank. What's the matter with Kansas? And after 9 o'clock, we'll talk about the Ward Churchill buyout stalled. Let's go to Will on a cell phone in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jake. As far as the gun issue is concerned, I really don't have an answer for it. I'm a tried-and-true liberal, and I can't even figure out my own position on it. I think guns are a horrible thing. I think the Second Amendment has been way misinterpreted by the NRA, but I feel that my family needs protection, and I have a gun for that reason. I'm of two minds of it. I think that they're hopelessly bad idea to promote. I think American society in particular really glorifies violence. Especially,
well, we love it, don't we?
Especially, and this is important, especially violence against authority. Who are heroes in American society? People like Billy the Kid, Jesse James, Al Capone. They were folk legends. They glorified the violence of Bonnie and Clyde, the Dapper Don, John Gotti. We don't just love violence. We don't just love inflicting pain on our fellow man. If it's somebody in authority, we especially love it. That's part of our rebellious nature as a society. You know, we rebelled against the government of England 200 and some odd years ago, and that's a very part of our like mythology. But I think we've taken it too far. I mean, there are people out there who glorify the violence that Al Capone inflicted. He was a folk hero. Jesse James is a folk hero.
Listen to this. This is another story that's hanging on the wire here. It's called Extreme Cinema Verte. GIs shoot Iraqi battle footage and edit it into music videos filled with death and destruction, and they display their work as entertainment.
Why are we not surprised? I hear that, and on the one hand, I'm horrified. But on the other hand, of course. I mean, what are the most popular video games out there? The violent ones, the shoot, kill zombies or enemies or terrorists or something like that. We've got a love affair with violence. We can get it on every level of the media, whether it's primetime cable or TV or anything like that. And I don't know how to shut that down. I believe in the First Amendment. I don't think that we need to restrict content of any kind of message, but at the same time, you know, it's all over there, and
it is.
And all I can do, all I can threaten to do is just work to keep my kids from being exposed to as much of it as possible, and reminding them that violence is bad, it is wrong, it is horrible, and gun deaths are wrong. And I can only do that with my kids. I'm kind of at a loss of what else to do.
Yeah, I don't know what else there is to do either, because you can't outlaw guns. You do it, it doesn't work. I mean, I know that's a right-wing argument, but it's true. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, I think education would help. The previous caller talked about Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not a check against oppressive governments. It's a check against oppressive federal government to the protection of the states. The Second Amendment addresses a state militia. Now, the concept of a militia is obsolete now. We've got the National Guard, but the Second Amendment was never intended to apply to individual rights to carry guns. It was intended to apply to state militia, military-type organizations to defend themselves.
I have a real hard time reading it that way.
It requires some work. It requires some education. It requires a little bit of background into the history of militias in the United States. But there's never been a Supreme Court case which says that the Second Amendment applies to individuals. First Amendment, yes. The Fourth, Fifth, Sixth Amendment, they all apply to individual protections from federal or state governments. The Second Amendment has never been applied that way. And I'd like to do some research into that. I've never found it, and I've done some research myself.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Will. Great call, man.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day. 303-713-7600. Yes, why do we find this so seductive? What is it that makes this so seductive? Originally, I only wanted to talk about this for an hour. But we've carried over into the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Thomas Frank, what's the matter with Kansas? And the latest with the Ward Churchill buyout, which is not going to happen, apparently, for $500,000. That between 9 and 10 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information or to register online, log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon with AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
717, 17 minutes after 7. Forget about guns. I love cars. I don't even have to drive them. I just like to look at them. And if you love cars, then you're going to love Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection, the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. At Rocky's, you'll find just about any make and model you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Volvo, and much, much more. I mean, their selection is huge. And they're one convenient location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Mary and I bought four cars from Rocky's. Why? Because the people at Rocky's is what makes them a step apart from the rest. People like Spanky and the Bashir brothers, Tom and Marv, and Colby and the Tower of Power, and Larry the Elf. Rocky's friendly and knowledgeable sales staff is passionate about the cars, and they're passionate to help you get the deal you deserve. They're family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you come after 8, hey, my friends at Rocky's will stay late.
Well, Boulder streets are busy. Broadway and Baseline are crowded. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are stacking up. And we're slow eastbound on the turnpike between Federal and Pecos. Southbound I-25 slows from 104th to Highway 36. Then it's sluggish from I-70 to Spear and from Broadway down to Hampton. We do have a crash blocking the right lane. It's westbound 6th Avenue approaching Wandsworth. Then eastbound I-270 loaded up between I-76 and York. And we have the usual slowing. Southbound 225 on your way into the tech center. Weather for the Boulder area, today partly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-30s.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo, and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Support, and please tell your friends. That's budgetrealtycolorado.com. 303-772-7997.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Mostly cloudy today, a high near 32. We do have scattered snow showers mainly after 12 noon. We're talking about guns. We're talking about violence. We came off a very, very violent weekend in this country, not only nationally, but also I just went and picked out a newspaper. I just picked out the L.A. Times. And there were one, two, three, four shooting incidents alone that ended in tragedy. What is it about guns and violence that we love in this country? Now, I know there's going to be some of you who are going to call up and say, well, you know what, it makes me sick. What are you talking about? But look at the amount of violence that goes on. And now there's this story, which also was in the LA Times, about a handful of American soldiers filmed through the green haze of night vision goggles. This is on a video. Radio communications between the two soldiers crackles in the background before it's drowned out by a heavy metal soundtrack. Don't Need Your Forgiveness, the song by the band Dope, begins as images unfurl. Armed soldiers posing in front of Bradley fighting vehicles. Two women covered in black abayas walking along a dusty road. A blue dome mosque. A poster of radical cleric Maktur al-Sadr. Then, to the fast, hard beat of the music, die, don't need your resistance, die, don't need your prayers. Charred, decapitated, and bloody corpses fill the screen. These are GIs who are putting battle footage to mixing them together in videos with very, very hard heavy metal music. Let's go back to the phones at 303-713-7600. We go to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, hey, sounds like some pretty good evidence of war crimes they could use in the trial of Rumsfeld and Bush et al. In The Hague, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe we should get a hold of that video, don't you think?
Yeah, my other thought was, the horrible thought I had was, my God, I can picture Rumsfeld whacking off to that stuff.
Oops.
Yeah. And then one other comment on the gun thing.
Yeah.
Hey, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws' children will accidentally shoot themselves.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a lot of truth in that, because even if you went around in this country and forcibly took every single gun, people would still get a hold of them.
Yeah. Interesting thing is, people always justify their... I mean, the reason why people have guns, and I think that if you saw that Michael Moore Bowling for Columbine, he made a very good argument, and that the underlying problem is there's this fear. People have this fear, and we have a culture of fear, and it explains a lot of things. It explains the rise to power of these right-wing fascists that we see now, and it explains this obsession with guns. But one of the problems is the reality. When you look at it rationally, you realize that the guns don't make anyone any safer. And there's countless examples. There's very few examples that you'll hear about in the news where someone picked up their gun and saved the day. It rarely ever happens. What instead happens is someone picks up their gun and shoots a bunch of people down, and then eventually he gets killed by the police. And
or in the case of this guy in Brookfield, Wisconsin, he takes his own life.
Right. And there was a story in Texas. It was just a couple weeks ago. This detail's a little hazy to me right now, but some criminal had, I don't know if he had escaped from jail or whatever had happened, and he had an automatic weapon. Maybe it was a bank robbery gone wrong. I mean, the details are a little hazy, but what essentially happened was the story that the media was covering was the fallen hero, the local man who decided he was going to save the day. So he went and got his gun, and he had a standoff with that guy, and guess what? The local hero's dead. Yeah, the guy's dead, too, of course. The police ended up shooting him down. But it's just another example of the foolishness and the mistaken belief that if I have a gun, I'll be safe, when the reality is, if you have a gun, you're more likely, statistically, to die at the end of a gun.
So what would you do, Kev? Would you outlaw guns?
I would say let the idiots have their guns, and as they die off, the rational, sane people will end up staying behind, and there'll be less gun owners in society ultimately.
All right, Kev, thanks for the call. Am I the only one that's ever wanted to fire a machine gun? Turk, have you ever wanted to fire a machine gun?
Yeah, I mean, there is something, like you say, seductive about that noise, but I am kind of deathly afraid of guns. You know, I'd have to get the whole gun safety thing. I went out to a range and you know, just fired some small guns once, but, you know, I don't know if I'd have the cojones to work something like that.
Well, why? What do you mean the cojones?
I don't know, man. That thing's pretty powerful. It's how many rounds and, like, you know, just like that. I don't know if my shoulder could handle the kickback.
Van and Boulder, you go to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How's it going there, guy?
Hey, it's going good, man. What's up with you?
Well, you know, I personally think that we should bring back dueling. I think I really object to kind of random violence, and I just like to have it more organized.
You want to bring back dueling?
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't you think, like, losing your temper and shooting a bunch of people, you know, that's kind of crude. I mean, duels, you know, is like 1 out of 4 in Ireland died, 1 out of 14 in England died. They'd run notes back and forth. A lot of times they wouldn't even duel. You know, all this random violence is what gets me.
Well, but I don't think anybody who's out to get any of that. I don't think anybody who's out to do that kind of stuff, I don't think that they're going to, like, they're not rational to begin with.
Well, no, but, I think that a lot of times, I think if we've done a lot in this country to really, I guess, create situations that are all or nothing situations. You know, for instance, in our schools, we don't allow our children to defend ourselves in a self-defense situation. You know, there, violence, just as violence, is bad. So both kids get in trouble. There's no determination on whether or not you were defending yourself. And I think we create a lot of situations where, you know, people crack, you know, and they don't have any type of avenue. Because I think human beings are essentially violent creatures. You know, I don't
think... You think so, huh? You don't think we're born like Mahatma Gandhi?
No.
And then it's put in, then it's poured into us?
No. I think that if you look at, you know, just the history of the Homo sapien, we've been killing each other randomly in an organized manner throughout. And I don't care what culture, you know, what period, what epoch of history, where you're looking, we kill each other. And we've done it with different sets of rules, and we've done it with, you know, different norms of what's acceptable violence and what's unacceptable violence. But we've always done it. And I think it's much better to think about, you know, the, you know, what we do and our violent nature, and then try to organize that in, you know, some sort of acceptable way, instead of letting it manifest itself in a truly random manner.
All right. Thank you, Van. Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. Thomas Frank coming up after 8 o'clock. What's the matter with Kansas? And after 9, we'll talk about the Ward Churchill situation, and we'll have Daniel Kerrigan, who is a regent, on to talk about, or Michael Kerrigan, I'm sorry, to talk about this latest development. Marianne of Boulder. Marianne, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. How about you?
I'm very fine, thank you. But I believe there's a breakdown in the culture. There used to be a core family, grandparents, great-grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, and you had examples. People could see how other people handled situations as an example. That communication, a read body language, facial language, approvals, disapprovals, face-to-face, has vanished. It's computers, it's peer group, that structure is cut out in communication. It's a very, very, it's not good. You really can't grow as a human being unless you try to achieve goals.
How much does the media play in this? Huge.
Have you seen Deadwood? Have you seen The Sopranos?
Yeah. I like both those shows.
Yes, I do, but how violent are they? Because we know how to handle violence. I don't believe others are being taught that anymore.
Do we know how to handle it as adults, and the kids are not being taught that?
I think it's adults who haven't been taught as well as the children. If you're an adult and you don't know, how can you teach your child how to handle these things? And expressing, sitting down, communicating, being in touch with yourself, expressing how you feel, what you think. I'm uncomfortable with this. Well, I didn't care for that. Oh, I really like this. This really was the way, something I'd be interested in following myself. Well, we don't have time. There's no time to be in touch with yourself, you know, and the others around you. The rapport aren't there anymore. The structure is gone. And it's guns have been around forever, but this continual war. We have a war. They're not showing the corpses. They're not showing the injuries. This is insane. Remember Vietnam? Used to be right in your living room at 6 o'clock.
Well, the administration's doing a lot to try to keep Iraq out of our living rooms. Marianne, thank you for the call.
Sure.
Appreciate it. All right, 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8, 303-713-7600. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you. We are dealing with light snow and icy patches on the highway, so you want to take it slow this morning. Foothills Parkway and 28th are busy. The Diagonal and Highway 93 are moving along fine. And we are slow Denver bound on the turnpike between Sheridan and Pecos. Southbound I-25 slows from 104th to Highway 36. Then it's sluggish from I-70 to Spear and from Broadway down to Hampton. Then we have a crash blocking the right lane westbound 6th Avenue approaching Wadsworth. And debris in the road. This is southeastbound C-470 at Morrison Road. And southbound 225 bunches up on your way into the tech center. Weather for the Boulder area today, partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s. Right now it's 27 degrees. At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over 60 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Luna Bar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown to 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
.net and learn more about how you can support these progressive companies and AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 735, 25 minutes in front of 8. Scattered snow showers mainly in the afternoon, mostly cloudy, high near 32. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's get in touch. And we're talking this morning about why this country is so violent and about gun deaths particularly, and that we came off an extremely violent weekend in this country with the church attack in Brookfield, Wisconsin, the Brian Nichols story in Atlanta in which a judge was shot and a court reporter. And maybe one other murder may be attributed to him as well. And I just picked a newspaper this morning. And I picked the L.A. Times. In Orange County, two men arrested in an apartment shooting. Man shot by officer is held on gun charge after he pulled a gun on a cop. One killed, one injured by gunfire at a family party. If you want to take it even farther than that, you can get away from guns. How about a man arrested in rape at knife point of a woman 81 years old? I mean, what's going on here? Coming up after 8 o'clock, Thomas Frank, what's the matter with Kansas? And right after 9 o'clock, David Kerrigan. Michael Kerrigan. I keep calling him David for some reason. Michael Kerrigan, CU Regent, to talk about the Ward Churchill deal, which apparently is dead on arrival. Let's go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Stephen in Denver. Stephen, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think that we have a multitude of reasons why we have such a violent society, and I don't think that we could probably pinpoint it to one issue or two issues. I don't think we can pin it to video games. I don't think we can, again, pinpoint it to one thing. But the two callers ago, Van, I think, said something absurd, like we teach kids in schools that they can't defend themselves. I'm not quite sure what his interaction with schools are, but in schools they have programs that teach kids to solve problems without using violence. And I think that that's certainly a good thing to be teaching kids right now. Where we teach conflict resolution, we teach kids to not, you know, automatically pull out a, i.e. your fists, and actually pull out the weapon, which is the best weapon to use, which is your brain, to actually talk about these things. And your previous caller also hit on it, where we said we need to teach that it's okay to say, this frustrates me, I don't like this, don't do it again, rather than just pushing someone down. We need to teach kids that their brain power is the most important and they don't need to turn to physical violence.
Is this widely taught in schools across Colorado?
I think it's widely taught across schools in the metro region. I'm not sure about across Colorado. There are programs that was really started in Cherry Creek called Bullyproofing, which really looks at teaching kids the way to solve problems without ending up in a violent situation. Empowering kids not only not to be a bully, as it were, but also how not to be a victim to these sorts of behaviors. And I think that's a really important piece that we continue to teach our kids these things, teach them that it's okay to say I don't like something. And the previous caller, when she said the kids are being taught better than the parents and the adults, I would agree with that.
Yeah, why are we as adults so attracted to violence?
Because it's easy. Isn't it easier to punch someone rather than to talk to someone? Isn't it easier to, and again, probably getting into a different subject, isn't it much easier to take a child and start spanking them rather than talking to them about what is okay and what isn't okay? I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense to me to take your child and start spanking them for hitting their brother. You're telling them that you're using your words to say violence is wrong, but you're also, then your actions are saying, you're being violent in the punishment. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
So, but I know I'm sure you have a lot of other callers calling in, but that was just one thing I wanted to say. So I think Van needs to look at a couple of different issues and a couple of different resources around the schools, and I think that we do a good job of that, and we need to do a better job of that.
All right, Stephen, thank you for the call.
Jay, thank you.
You got it. 303-713-7600. Now, I never knew conflict resolution was ever taught in the schools. So that's a new one on me. Does anybody have any kids going to school where they teach this conflict resolution? But you know, as adults, though, as the public, we are so hooked on violence. We are so intoxicated by it. And we started out really basically an hour ago having a discussion about gun violence. And now it's morphed into violence, period. Why we seem to be so violent? And why violence is seductive? Is it because it's easy? But we love to watch it on the screen, don't we? We like to see it on TV. We love violent sports, don't we? I love boxing. You know, I'm not pointing a finger at you or anybody else and saying I'm not a part of this, because I am. I love boxing. I don't get time to watch it like I used to, but I like it. Let's go to Colleen in Denver. Colleen, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Colleen, you there?
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Colleen.
I was just calling because I think that there's one aspect that we very rarely look at when we talk about violence, and this has definitely been highlighted by a lot of other people, not just myself. One thing I don't think that we tend to look at is the fact that masculinity, for example, is defined as being violent, and in order to be a man, a lot of times in our society, it seems that you're supposed to be violent in order to be a man. All the crimes that you're talking about that happened this weekend were committed by men, and the majority of violent crimes are men committing it to either other men or other women. and this is not a male-bashing thing like men are bad or men are horrible, but I think that that is a construct of masculinity that that men are supposed to be violent. And as we teach little boys and we teach teenagers and men that in order to be a real man, you have to, you know, be violent, and that's one way to do it, through your fists, through guns, through anything else. And I think that's one thing that we very rarely discuss.
My God, you're right. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about what you're talking about, and I have to go along with you, and I have to say that you're right. I mean, isn't that a test to your manhood when you're a little kid? Isn't that a test to your manhood when you're older, like how violent you can be?
Right, exactly. And I think that that's one thing that we, I mean, the personification of that, you know, would really be like Ronald Reagan. You know, a lot of people thought that a lot of the philosophy of we lost the Vietnam War because we lost our manhood, you know, so we elect a John Wayne-like president
right.
to, you know, reassert our manhood in our national politics. I mean, and nationally, that's how we deal with issues as well. I mean, let's go over and blow people up as opposed to speak to them about, you know, their methodology or anything like that. Our foreign policy is, you know, to use our guns and to use our fists, so why would we expect our children, specifically our boys, to do anything different? So I think that that is an aspect that we do really have to look at when we talk about violence in America, is that there is a gendered aspect to it, because if, you know, if 90% of the violence is being committed by women, everyone would be like, what the heck's wrong with these women? But, you know, statistically, 90% of the violence, if not more, is committed by men, but we never really take a look at that. And you don't have to look at it saying that men are bad or, you know, anything like
right.
that, but it is something that needs to be looked at, because it's
all right,
a
Colleen.
Huge key.
Thanks,
you know?
Colleen. Great call. Okay. Thanks. 303-713-7600. All right, how about it? How about it? How about men? Are we the cause of the problems? It's 7:44. Make that 16 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Let's check out the progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thank you. You want to give yourself some extra time this morning. We are dealing with light snow and icy patches on the highways. Foothills Parkway and 28th are both busy, and the Diagonal and Highway 93 both loaded up this morning. We are slow Denver-bound on the turnpike between Sheridan and Pecos and southbound I-25. Sluggish from 104th to Highway 36, then slow from I-70 to Spear, and from Broadway down to Hampton. Now we are jammed back to Sheridan westbound on 6th Avenue. That's because of a crash in the right lane approaching Wadsworth. And then watch for debris in the road southeastbound, C-470 at Morrison Road, and I-70 doing real well in both directions right now. Weather for the Boulder area today, partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s. Right now it's 29 degrees. Richmond American offers floor plans that fit your lifestyle in over 70 of Colorado's best communities. Contract now to receive their Culinary Creations package. Make a smart move, call 888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Luna Bar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half price your optics certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Europtics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Europtics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
For a better tomorrow, serving the Front Range from Longmont to Castle Rock. Call Unwanted Appliances Hauled Away at 303-430-7142.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:48. 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8 o'clock, Thomas Frank. What's the matter with Kansas? Right now, talking about guns. Scattered snow shower, mainly after the noontime. Mostly cloudy with a high near 32. And about violence in America and why we seem to be so violent. Why we're infatuated. Why we're infatuated with guns. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ben in Denver. Ben, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Ben.
I'm a 13-year-old kid on my way to school right now, and they teach a bunch of the violent deterrent things in my school, and there's just not very much they say to do except not just really try hard not to try to punch the guy. And
but what do they tell you? What do they tell you? If you and I, for instance, were to have a disagreement and we were to get angry at each other, what do they tell you to do?
To try to talk it out and not try to yell at the person. And if they start to get angry and, like, yell at you and stuff, just to ignore them and walk away. And if they start to get violent, just try to get away from them and tell somebody.
So do you feel that it's worth teaching this in school?
Definitely.
All right, Ben. Thanks, man. Appreciate your call.
And also, I play a bunch of the violent video games, like Grand Theft Auto is one of my favorite games, and that doesn't make me violent at all. And I'm just saying that these video games really don't have anything to do with the violence in our society, I don't think.
You don't think that has anything to do with it?
I don't think so.
Okay, Ben, I appreciate the call, man. Call again.
Thanks. Bye.
KB in Denver. KB, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is KB. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks
sure.
for doing great for the liberal cause.
Thanks.
I'm really disturbed by Colleen calling in saying men are 90% violent, or are the cases that are violent. I've done research through Christina Hobbs Summers. She's a PhD who wrote the book Who Stole Feminism? And she says women are just as likely to outlash or lash out as men, but men are in fear of reporting it because of... the male stigma about saying my wife beats me, but for this lady to call in and say that, you know, 90% of the situations violent are men, it really disturbs me, and facts out there disprove that.
Well, she was talking about, for instance, the murders that get reported. That 90% of the violent crimes that are show up in the news media are usually men.
You know,
do you dispute that?
I feel these feminists are hijacking the liberal cause, and it disturbs me a great deal.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But would you deny the fact that that almost 90%, say, for instance, of the shootings, of acts of violence that show up in the news media on a daily basis are done by men? Now, there's a story out there circulating this morning about a woman who stabbed her two kids to death and then killed herself. But that's rare compared to the amount of stories that show up on a daily basis of men who have committed violent crimes. Do you agree or disagree there?
I do agree with you. The most gruesome violence does come from men. But she didn't have any proof of her statistics. And, in fact, our society teaches women to be violent, i.e. beer commercials, where a guy says something fresh to a woman like, you know, you're hot or something. She smacks him, and it's funny, you know, it's a Super Bowl commercial. But if a guy smacks a girl, he's going to prison for 5 years, and you got feminists protesting outside the courthouse. And, you know, there's a double standard in society, and women need to quit pointing at men and look at their real violence, because there's feminist violence, there's lesbian violence, and there's violence from women hitting men and not going to jail about it because men are in fear of reporting it. And that's a serious issue.
All right, KB, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Sean, Denver, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, first of all, I was actually going to agree with that woman, and then now I just heard this next caller. I mean, I don't know where that guy's coming from. I don't know what PhD he's got, but how could anybody possibly deny that not only the most gruesome crimes are committed by men, but the most crimes, period, are committed by men?
Well, I think just a cursory glance at the news media and at the newspapers, men usually show up as being the ones that have usually been involved in carjackings, rape, murder.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to have a little chip on his shoulder about something. And I also wanted to agree with that 13-year-old that called about, I'm a 27-year-old, and I play Grand Theft Auto all the time. I think it's a great video game. I think a lot of it has to do with the shock value of things. People like me and you and probably that 13-year-old know that themselves, they're not violent people. So when you play a violent game, or maybe you watch a show like The Sopranos, it's getting you as close to a violent act as you'll ever be because you're a decent member of society. Therefore, it's kind of stimulating. You know, I love The Sopranos, and some of the best scenes in it are some of the most violent scenes because
it's
stimulating to me.
I agree 100%. I get a charge out of it. I like it.
Yeah.
But I don't consider myself to be a violent person.
No, yeah, and it's the same video games. I mean, every generation has a new medium that's coming along that they're going to, whether it's rock and roll or, you know, and now it's video games.
So do you think that if somebody's influenced by a video game, do you think there has to be a problem to begin with there?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's something that is going to come out. It's going to come out sooner or later, regardless of what game they play, what food they cook, or what movies they watch. There's a seed there. And if you're a violent person, then you're going to commit an act of violence regardless of what you do in your, you know, in your spare time for leisure.
So maybe the answer is mental health and also teaching kids at an early age to work out their frustrations not using violence.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last caller was saying, well, you know, there's a double standard. There's a double standard with women and there is with men. Of course there is. I mean, grow up. There's always going to be double standards because we're not all identical. If we were identical, then there wouldn't be any, you know, double standards. But women are different from men.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good morning. Coming up next,
double your money and get things half price at milehighmarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at
my... To voice the truth, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKCN, Thornton, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. It's no secret to some that a career in journalism does not necessarily equate to a great life expectancy, but an organization monitoring the careers of many engaged in the field from around the world says the year 2004 was a banner year for the murders of journalists since 1994. Committee to Protect Journalists says 56 journalists from around the world were killed last year. Organization says of the 56, more than half were targeted for murder, which is part of a continuing long-term trend in the yearly surveys. In its report, Attacks on the Press 2004, the committee says journalism became more hazardous in other ways as well. Government intrusions on the free press increased in Russia and all of the other Soviet republics, and Iraq remained by far the most dangerous country for journalists in the entire world. Out of Jordan this morning, militants suspected of being linked to Al-Qaeda has pleaded innocent to charges he was involved in the killing of a U.S. diplomat in Amman, Jordan. The man, Omar Ahmed Youssef al-Jaber, was captured in Iraq but brought back to Jordan to face charges. He already has been convicted in absentia and sentenced to death for his role in the 2002 slaying of Lawrence Foley, but under Jordanian law, he was allowed a retrial. The accused allegedly was part of a cell linked to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the head of the al-Qaeda branch of Iraq, that gunned down Foley. A military court in April convicted him, al-Zarqawi, and four others in absentia for the killing and sentenced them to death. He is also on a separate trial with al-Zarqawi for the 2003 Jordanian embassy bombing in Baghdad that killed 18 people. Department of Homeland Security is saying don't think for 1 minute that the American aviation system is totally devoid of any kind of attack by al-Qaeda. Confidential report predicated on an FBI investigation reveals that American aviation remains vulnerable. This includes non-commercial planes and helicopters offering terrorists particularly tempting targets. Latest government intelligence indicates that al-Qaeda may have discussed plans to hijack chartered planes, helicopters, and other general aviation aircraft for attacks because they are less well-guarded than commercial flights. The latest warning is in sharp contrast to a weekend report that intelligence officers in Afghanistan and Pakistan, in addition to a high-ranking U.S. government official, believing that the al-Qaeda terrorist network has actually been decapitated. The optimism is based on a series of developments in the past year, indicating that the Pakistani government in particular has been successful in breaking the backbone of the terrorist organization. And pilots say they aren't being certified quickly enough to carry guns and cockpits, and some say it's because the Transportation Security Administration never really wanted the program in the first place. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Full Boulder streets are crowded right now. Arapahoe and Broadway are busy. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are loaded up. And we're slow Denver-bound on the turnpike between Sheridan and Pecos. South on I-25 slows from 104th to Highway 36. And
has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California finance lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
And by the way, if you still hear that sound, you better head to Just Brakes right now. Just Brakes, earning your trust at every stop.
Individual human beings have to create justice because the truth often poses a threat to power.
Now more than ever.
And one often has to fight power at great risk to themselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Jay Marvin.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Are you kidding me?
Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's progressive talk.
Patriot must always be ready to defend his country.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Scattered snow showers, mainly after noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today and a high near 32. Chance of precipitation, about 40%. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And on the line with me, Thomas Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, The Conquest of Cool, and so many other great works. And also, well, Thomas, you're the publisher of The Baffler?
That's right, the editor.
The editor of The Baffler,
yeah.
Which is also a great magazine. All right.
How you doing today, Jay?
Thomas, I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm dandy.
All right. How is it that the right wing consistently gets people in this country to vote against their own self-interest?
Isn't that the mystery of our time?
It is.
Because, I mean, there's no question that that's what's going on. I mean, you take, for example, well, just the things that the administration is doing right now, the bankruptcy bill. Social Security privatization. These are going to hit ordinary people really hard. These are not going to be good for average people. And a lot of the people that are going to be, most affected by these are people that voted for George Bush. And a lot of them, you know, they know it, and they're angry about it. But why'd they vote for him? Well, because of the values issues. And that's always what it comes down to, the culture war issues.
So the left immediately loses when it comes to the culture war issues?
Well, not always. I mean, there's the majority of people in this country are still, for example, on the abortion issue, are still pro-choice. And this is why it mobilizes the other side. It mobilizes the other side. Now, see, the Republican strategy has never been to just run on their merits. The Republican Party has always been a pro-business party. That's the core of its identity. That's who it is. And but you can't win elections if that's who you are. That's not enough. As Barry Goldwater showed, that's not enough to win you any kind of national election. In fact, any election anywhere, you can't just be a flat-out pro-business party and expect to win. And so they have strategically adopted other issues here and there, mainly the culture war ones, in order to give themselves a majority and to chip away at the Democrats, the traditional Democratic coalition. Now, the real mystery to me is the Democrats' failure to understand this strategy and to strike back at it. But the culture war issues aren't enough to win just by themselves. I mean, like, the craziness that's going on in Kansas right now, they're going to fight over evolution again.
I know it. Exactly.
And it's like, that's not a winner by itself, you know. That's it's so backwards and so crazy.
But then how do those of us on the left, how do we counter it? How do we fight back?
Well, you got to look at who all this stuff is aimed at, and talk to those people. And by and large, this is all of the culture war issues are ways for conservatives to reach out to working class people. And working class people used to be, and in a lot of places still are, the core of the Democratic Party. That's what the party is about. That's what being a liberal is about. You and I both used to live in Chicago.
Sure.
That's what it's about in a city like Chicago.
Right.
It's working people, and that's who's liberal.
You say that, but I'll tell you, I sat there day after day after day on a conservative radio station horrified at the fact that these people would routinely, that these people who would listen to the station would routinely act and voice against their own self-interest.
Yeah.
I'm baffled by that. I really am. I mean, and then I read your book. You know, the part I got out of it about the prayer warriors merging with the corporate warriors, I mean,
yeah.
I see that, but I'm not sure how we reach out and diffuse that.
Well, the thing is that it's, you know, it's not up to you and it's not up to me. It's up to the leadership of the Democratic Party, I think. Well, actually, I'll tell you something. How we beat it. This is the subject of my next book. I'm actually supposed to be writing about it right now. And in about 3 years, I'm gonna be done with this book, and it's gonna be published, and I'm gonna be able to answer that question in full. And all I can say right now, I can just give you the kind of a hint of what,
sure,
of what
me,
I
give
think.
Sure, give whatever you've got.
Yeah, the problem is that the Democratic Party has wandered away over the years, has wandered away from the economic liberalism, which is what they used to have to appeal to average voters. Like you're talking about these guys in like Wichita, Kansas, who have been roped into voting Republican because of their, because of the abortion issue or because of the evolution issue or something, you know, even more silly like the gay marriage issue, and it's against their economic interests. And there's very good ways of demonstrating that. For example, here I'm sort of going off on a tangent, but the city of Wichita, it's one of these. It's an industrial town. They build airplanes there. And recently, the main employer in town, the Boeing company, sold their plant there. This is the biggest plant in the state. You know, it employs a huge number of people. The new owner fired everybody. Every single person got a pink slip. This just happened the other day. Now, they're going to hire most of them back. But that's, these people, and this is after, by the way, after decades of that city and that state showering this company with tax breaks and industrial revenue bonds, and all the usual corporate.
Sure, all the enticements.
I mean, the ingratitude is amazing. Okay, you could talk to these people. These people used to vote Democratic. It wasn't all that long ago. 15 years ago, they had a Democratic congressman, Democratic mayor, like a lot of towns in the Midwest. Today, they vote for the farthest right-wing Republican they can find, and it wouldn't be that hard to win them back. If you talked about issues like Boeing, like what's going on, why is Boeing able to do this to us? Why is the balance of power so skewed against working people? But the problem is, Democrats don't like to talk about that stuff anymore.
But didn't Kerry try to talk about some of that during the campaign?
He did, but only in the most cursory manner. He really didn't do it very well, and he didn't do it very much. For example, Kerry was in a perfect position. Just, because I know something about the guy's political history, to talk about the corporate scandals that guy in New York, what's his name? The Attorney General.
Elliot Spitzer.
Spitzer. He keeps uncovering one scandal after another. And Kerry knows about this. He never mentioned it. Social Security privatization, which truly, really and truly scares a lot of people who are close to retiring. And it's a very bad idea. People know that. He only talked about it in terms of the budget, the federal budget. Nobody cares about that. They care about the retirement. That's, he never talked about the minimum wage, which was this huge, powerful issue in so many places. Never mentioned it. Never, got on board that. I liked Kerry. I voted for the man. I got out there and worked hard. But, this is symptomatic of what's the matter with the Democrats and why they can't. Why they have so much trouble beating the Republicans back. They don't know who they are. They won't admit to their core identity. And then a lot of them go along with things like the bankruptcy bill. About 10 Democrats went ahead and voted for that.
Well, Ken Salazar, who's our senator here, voted for it.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, he did.
I like that guy.
Well, he did. I liked him, too. But he voted for it.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll come around later on. But this is what's going wrong with the Democrats and why they can't win those traditional Democratic voters anymore, because they don't make a stand on the issues that matter to them. And so what happens is, and you just tell me when I've talked too much, Jay.
No, I'm listening carefully to what you're saying.
Okay. They do polls all the time, in which they ask people to distinguish between the two parties on this issue and that. And by and large, on economic issues, people say there is no distinction between the two parties. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that is the kiss of death for the Democratic Party. If they can't, if people can't tell the difference between them and the Republicans, and there is a difference, but if people don't know it exists, you know, they're in huge trouble. But you know, the real horrible irony of all this is that you have this election, you know,
right?
And they did that poll that came out the day after the election. Remember the exit poll where they said it was all about the values issues. Everybody voted for Bush because of values issues.
Right, that's what you kept hearing all the time.
Yeah, and then the same day, Bush comes out and does his press conference where he says what his priorities are going to be for his second term. Number one, privatize Social Security. Number two, quote, reform the tax code. Number three, you know, medical malpractice, bankruptcy. Right down the list, it's just gifts for the business community. There's nothing in there about making America a more moral nation or restoring our values.
That's what I was going to say to you next. I was going to say to you that what we got was we got all of these moral debates during the campaign, but there's nothing on gay marriage has disappeared.
Yeah, he's not going to do anything about it. A reporter asked him that directly. What are you going to do about it? And, you know, to his answer, I don't remember what it was. His actual words were, but he basically said, I'm not going to do anything about it. Nothing. The answer is nothing. And it sometimes seems as though the debate is all the payoff that the right-wingers get. They get to hear their politicians argue about this stuff. They get to hear the president say nice things about the culture of life. But they don't get anything in reality. You know, they get to have the story about evolution on page one of the Washington Post, which it was today. But they don't. In reality, they don't get anything.
All right, hang on, Thomas, and we'll come back to you.
Okay.
If you want to talk to Thomas Frank, 303-713-7600. Thomas Frank, author of Conquest of Cool, What's the Matter with Kansas, written for Harper Magazine, Harper's, and so many other publications. It's 8:16, 60 minutes after 8. Let's get traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you. We do have a couple of accidents working right now. Southbound I-25, a rollover crash is blocking the left and center lanes approaching Lincoln Avenue. Only one lane's getting by with heavy jams back to C-470. We have an injury accident northbound I-25 before Happy Canyon. That's causing delays to Founders. Then Boulder Street, stall and accident-free right now. Arapahoe and Broadway are busy. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are loaded up, and Highway 93 looks good. The Turnpike slows Denver bound between Sheridan and Pecos. Boulder weather, expect partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 29 degrees. The Big Blue Lighthouse has what you want for summer, a new Sea Ray or Tracker boat. That's Marine Max just off C-470 and Quebec at County Line and Holly. Marine Max has the boat of your dreams in stock and on sale now. Just look for the Big Blue Lighthouse, Marine Max. I'm Bailey, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information, order
Westwagon. And the list just goes on and on. Pickup trucks, vans, RVs. I mean, whatever it is you want, Rockies has got it. And Rockies has them all at one convenient location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. The people who work at Rockies, they know cars, and they're dedicated to getting you the very best deal possible. Go in and see my friend Spanky. Go see the Bashir brothers, Marv and Tom. Go check out Larry the Elf, or say hello to Colby in the Tower of Power. Just walk out of the lot and go, hey, Colby, Jay Marvin said you're going to make me a deal, and see what happens. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. It's not some faceless franchise. And at Rockies, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. But if you show up after 8, Rockies will stay.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Or to buy your next home for the same payment. So call us today at 303-783-3983 or at idealhomeloans.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 821, 21 minutes after 8. Scattered snow showers mainly afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high near 32. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here in the morning with you. And on the line with me, the author of Conquest of Cool, editor of The Baffler, and also the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, Thomas Frank. If you want to talk to him, 303-713-7600. You know, sometimes, Thomas, I look at this guy who's the president of the United States. I watch him talk, and I can't believe that this guy leads this country. I'm just shocked by it.
Yeah, it's... You know, I'm the same way. I'm trying to get that reaction under control. The really awful thing is when you watch, you know, leaders of, you know, parliamentary systems like in Britain, where the guy is, you know, where Tony Blair, he's prime minister because he's the smartest guy in his party. He's the best debater. He's the best public speaker.
Right.
We don't do that system. We choose a guy who's a figurehead, you know, and in some ways he's a perfect figurehead, and that's people, you know, he seems like a nice guy. I've never met the man in person, but you get the feeling that if you did, he'd be your buddy. You know,
I get the feeling he's just a goof. No, I really, I'm sorry to say this, I really do. I really get the feeling that this guy is just a goof, and the stuff that goes on, I just can't believe. Like, for instance, nominating John Bolton. To be, you know, ambassador to the U.N.
Yeah, a guy who hates the U.N.
Yeah, what kind of planet has this guy stepped off
of? Well, I'll tell you another one. I mean, there's many examples like that. I wrote a story about 3 years ago about Social Security privatization, about the Bush plan, when they were first showing it to the public 3 or 4 years ago. And it was in Harper's Magazine, and a guy wrote in a letter to the editor. A guy from the Cato Institute, which is a right-wing think tank. Yeah, here in D.C., actually funded by a family from Wichita. And, you know, and they've been working on Social Security privatization since the 1970s or something like that. So this guy writes into the magazine and, you know, gets in an argument with me. That's fine. This guy is now in the Social Security Administration, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, this guy who wants to destroy the system. And there are numerous examples like that where they just took the people who are these outrageous, you know, right-wing critics of the system and put them in charge.
But where's the Democratic Party?
Well, they've been frozen out of a lot of those debates in D.C. They aren't allowed to participate, and they don't have enough votes in either house to really stop any of this from happening. The really sad thing for me, I mean, there's still a lot of good Democrats here who are, you know, here in D.C. who are very angry about it all and do their best. The really sad thing is that the press in this country, which used to be, you remember, loved to go after presidents and loved to fight with presidents, they don't want to do that with this guy.
Why?
They don't want to tangle with
him. Why don't they want to go after him?
I think a lot of it comes from, you know, after 9/11, there was... you know, suddenly nobody wanted to be critical of the president, and anybody that was even slightly critical, the right wingers were calling them terrorists. You remember that? And there's still right wingers who write books about how liberals are terrorists.
Oh yeah, sure. Ann Coulter and those people.
Yeah, and I think they're very worried about that climate. You know, and also the thing is, look, the Republicans have been hammering home this idea of the liberal media for decades now, since the 70s, and it's finally achieved its effect, which is, or the desired effect, which is that the media is afraid to criticize these people for fear that they will, you know, add fuel to this fire, and people will just say, oh, that's just the liberal media sounding off again. And they really are, they just keep their mouths shut. They are not aggressive, you know.
Aren't they? It is. I mean, it's. Did you see the story in the New York Times yesterday about the fake news stories? Did you see that?
About these
information videos that the government peddles as being news stories?
Oh, yes, I did see that. Unbelievable.
I mean, what is going on here with my tax dollar?
I know, and it's as though it's as though the whole system was just propaganda and nothing else.
Right.
You've got a president who is really just appears to be a figurehead, he seems like a regular guy, and he ropes in the votes of good, honest, working-class people, who have no business voting Republican. And then once they're back in office, it's business as usual. It's just cutting deals for the National Association of Manufacturers and the Chamber of Commerce and Enron and the rest of them. That's what it's all about. It's just a facade. And it's like everything they do is like that, it seems, sometimes.
No, it seems like it is, and it is a facade of some sort or another. But the question...
They had that guy. This is the story that just blows my mind. I did get press credentials to cover the U.S. Senate and House, and go sit in on committee hearings and stuff like that. Then again, I'm a real journalist. I write for bona fide magazines.
Right.
But it was very hard to get press credentials. I had to jump through a lot of hoops. I had to present a lot of letters from important people on real letterhead. I had to do a lot of stuff to get the credentials. Now, they give credentials to a guy under a false name to get in the White House.
Yeah, James
I couldn't
Gannon.
Get in the White House. Even guys from the New York Times can't get in the White House. And they gave credentials to a guy under an assumed name who writes for a phony news organization.
And what's the result of that? Well, it's a scandal for about 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Then it goes away. It's forgotten already, but you've just got to wonder what the hell is going on. How did that happen?
I do wonder. I wonder on a daily basis what the hell's going on. I wonder about the whole Social Security system and the whole Social Security debate. I mean, the bankruptcy thing never surprised me. I mean, I figured that would be the first order of business, or at least the second order of business.
Yeah. They've been meaning to do that for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to pay off their big corporate constituents.
That's
right.
Credit card industry. Those guys, they aren't rich enough, Jay.
Yeah, really, that's right. They have record profits, but they're not rich enough.
Yeah.
But, you just can't, and you try to talk to people about this, and they just won't see it.
Yeah, I heard a terrible story. It doesn't matter to them. It's economic stuff. When you talk about things like that, it just sort of rolls off. People think there's nothing they can do about it. It's not up to them. It's not politics. It's like when I would talk to people in Wichita, Kansas, about Boeing, and the bad things that they're doing, and that sort of thing, and they would agree with me, and then they turn out they vote Republican anyway. Or you talk to the worst case is farmers, small farmers who have just been destroyed by Republican policy in the last 15 years, just destroyed, wiped out. And you talk to them, every single one of them knows what I'm talking about when I talk about the issues with them. They know what I'm talking about. They instantly, It's just there's no question about it. There's no debate. And then you say, well, then, so who do you vote for? Well, I voted for President Bush. Why? Why? Well, they're like, well, that doesn't have anything. I voted for him because he's a good, honest Christian man. Not because, this other stuff, that doesn't have anything to do with politics.
I am just astounded by it.
Yeah.
I'm astounded by it. And the thing that makes it worse is I don't see any plan out there on the horizon to turn things around in 2006.
Well, the Democrats are so beaten. I'm just going to keep piling on here with examples to make you feel bad, Jay. But the other day, one of my friends and I have a theory that a lot of these right wingers could be won over with liberal economic issues, like the fighting against the bankruptcy bill. And so one of my buddies went on a right wing website and got them arguing about the bankruptcy bill. And sure enough, about half of them were on the liberal side on the bankruptcy bill. It was quite amazing. But a lot of these people were under the complete, misapprehension. What would you call it? Just delusion.
Delusion.
That President Bush was on their side, that he was going to veto the bankruptcy bill. It's like, no, it's his doing. It's his idea,
He just doesn't, it's like he doesn't, it's like these people, it's like he doesn't have any shame. I stare at him, and I want to get into this thing with Condoleezza Rice here in a moment, too.
See, I, I, I,
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, I just like look at and think to myself, how can you be doing this? All right, Thomas, hang on. We'll take some calls for you, too. Okay. Thomas Frank, What's the Matter with Kansas? Also, The Conquest of Cool, editor of The Baffler, written for Harper's, so many other magazines. If you want to talk to him, 303-713-7600. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. A look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thank you. It's been a busy morning on these highways. Southbound I-25, sluggish from Thornton Parkway to the Turnpike. Then from I-70 down to Spear, and watch for a stall at southbound I-25 near University. And crews are still working. A rollover accident southbound I-25 approaching Lincoln Avenue. It's blocking the left and center lanes. Only one lane getting by, so expect heavy jams from C-470. We're doing well in both directions of I-70 and I-225 bunches up southbound on your way toward I-25. Now, Boulder Street's still stalling accident-free. 28th and Pearl are busy. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are loaded up. And the Turnpike in great shape, Denver and Boulder-bound. Boulder weather, partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-30s. Right now it's 29 degrees. Go online and get on board now. Purchase RTD 10-ride ticket books online at rtd-denver.com. With the simple click of a mouse, you can purchase 10-ride ticket books and RTD monthly passes. For more information, log on to rtd-denver.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $39,000.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. 7,000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Support, and please tell your friends. That's budgetrealtycolorado.com, 303-772-7997.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 834 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Scattered showers, snow showers, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy, though, today with a high of 32. On the line with me, Thomas Frank, author of Conquest of Cool, What's the Matter with Kansas, editor of The Baffler, written for Harper's, and I could just go on and on and on and on and on. And let me take a couple of calls, and then I want to ask you about something to see if it's just me, Thomas, or if this is what's really going on. You're like my reality sounding board here. So if you want to talk to Thomas, 303-713-7600. Corey in Denver, you're on with Thomas Frank on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, Thomas, how are you today?
I'm good. Yourself?
Hey, good, good. Hey, Jay, I appreciate you talking about the subject today because it's something a friend and I have been talking a lot about lately, and how we think that almost we need middle America to really to kind of sacrifice and suffer a bit to kind of get their heads on straight. Because when you look at it really kind of from our perspective, that these people are not living in reality like you talk about. They're voting against their economic interests. And I'll just give you a couple of statistics basically. 9 out of the 10 states that get the most federal dollars and pay the least are red states. 8 of the 10 states that get the least federal dollars but pay the most are blue states. So, you know, we're giving our federal dollars, we're trying to get the country to see the things that they need to do and the right and the wrong things, and they keep slapping the Democratic Party in the face. So to some degree, you know, let the southern states go, you know, let them suffer a bit and then come back to the Democratic Party.
All right, Thomas, what do you think?
There's definitely some truth to that, and they are finding out about it. You know, especially most of those numbers are because of the price supports for agricultural stuff. And, I mean, those people are indeed finding out, you know, which party is really going to serve their interests. But, the problem is that you can't expect people to suffer and then to see the light of day. It just, things are a little more, they're harder than that. The problem is that a lot of these people are suffering already, you know, and then they go out and vote for Bush anyway. And the reason they do that is because the Republicans are out there talking to them, you know, about, well, with a language that seems to speak to their situation. Now, what do I mean by that? Have you ever heard them use the term the liberal elite?
Oh, yes, constantly.
Yeah. This is the Republicans talk like liberals used to a long time ago. They make fun of the rich. They attack the high and the mighty, or they pretend to, you know, And they constantly, you know, go after people with highfalutin tastes, people who drive Volvos, people who drink lattes, you know the routine. And this, you know, they are speaking to people who are absorbing life's hard knocks. You know, they are speaking to the downtrodden. And the screwy thing is they don't help those people out.
No, they don't do anything for them.
They don't do anything, but they do talk a good language. They talk a good game. You know, they sound like they're people like you and me. I mean, the worst example of this is the state of West Virginia is the poorest state in America by per capita income. This state has always been strongly Democratic. This state even went for Michael Dukakis back in 1988. You know, and it's because the people in that state used to have very intense knowledge of which side they were on because of their, you know, the union battles back in the day. They would fight with the mine owners, and, you know, it was bloody. You know, West Virginia was back
right,
in the day.
Sure.
Well, this time around, West Virginia went for Bush by 13 points. You know, it's disastrous for the Democrats. And you go and talk to people there and ask them why they did that, why they voted for this guy, and they'll say, because he's one of us. And Kerry was some kind of distant
elite. Liberal Eastern snob.
Yeah, that is, and that's the thing. They have got this language down pat. And Democrats don't talk that language anymore. Not very well, anyways. And they've got to. Democrats have to learn to bring it back, and they can. Then they can fight that war and win it even.
So, Thomas, how do we get that message out to people? You know, not only just in Colorado here, but across the country that are. You know, we're talking about when we talk about. I'll give you another subject: education.
Yeah.
Back east, you know, they spend $10,000, $11,000 per pupil. Down south, they spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 at max. Per pupil in education.
getting that's a great question. And getting the message out is the hardest thing, because you've met these guys, you know, the kind of guy that, you know what a rush room is.
Oh yeah, sure.
They go to cafes in their towns where they sit around with their buddies and listen to Rush Limbaugh all day.
They listen to Drug Baugh. Yeah, exactly.
They watch Fox News.
Yeah.
They read, you know, their news on the internet. They have insulated themselves from the rest of the world. And it's very hard to penetrate that. It's very hard to penetrate that.
Corey, yeah. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
It is hard to get through that. They have like a whole shadow right-wing network of information that just creeps and oozes.
I had a friend who bought like 10 copies of What's the Matter with Kansas and gave it out to his friends. 5 liberal, 5 conservative. The liberals all had different reactions to it. The conservatives refused to read it. Wouldn't read it, Jay.
Wow, that's amazing.
Is that me? Am I doing that?
No, that was us.
Okay.
Wouldn't read it.
Wouldn't read it, no. They're just, they're there. You can't touch them with the argument. Now, the caller brought up another thing, which is a very interesting issue, the southernization of this country.
Right.
And, you know, I'm from Kansas. Kansas is not a southern state. You know, it's right near you out there.
Sure.
And it's in some ways, it's defiantly northern and had good public schools and identified with places like Wisconsin and Minnesota. That's who they thought they were. And then when I was growing up, we would watch the news and, you know, see these violent anti-abortion protests and stuff. And it was always in the South. And if you're older than me, you go back even further, you'd see the police beating civil rights demonstrators and sticking
right.
their dogs on people and stuff like that. And you say, it's the South. It'll never happen in Kansas. That'll never come here. That's what we thought anyways. And now, of course, it has. And it's funny. I was reading a really good essay about this subject. Back in the 60s, people all over the country regarded the South as kind of a backwards region of America. It was part of America, but it was a little behind, and with a little effort, we would bring them up to speed with the rest of us. And instead, what's happened is that we have all been dragged out. We're all becoming like them.
Yeah, I know it. That's what I mean. I mean, you get up in the morning, you look around, you say, where am I living? What's going on here?
Alabama.
You know, what's going on here? Let me jump from domestic to foreign for a second.
Okay.
And see if this is just me. I watch CNN because I can't watch Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
Oh, come on. It's good for laughs.
Yeah, I know. But it's like I can't, you know, the agita, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like too much.
Yeah.
They keep talking about democracy is breaking out all over the Middle East. But all I keep seeing is people getting killed.
Yeah. I mean, you got to hope that democracy does break out all over the Middle East, just so that the horror will finally come to an end for those poor people. But yeah, it just looks it looks awful.
How does this guy get away with the whole nuclear thing?
And yeah, the weapons of mass destruction.
Destruction, and then it's not there.
Isn't that amazing? And it's just forgotten. The issue is just dropped. He basically took us into war on false pretenses. Well, I think that the media has given him a pass on this because, I mean, after all, Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, you know. We all know that.
Sure.
And you know, it was right after 9/11. Nobody was going to criticize him. You remember it was less than a year after 9/11 when he started the beating the drum for attacking Saddam Hussein. And plus, there is a very large segment of the U.S. population that sincerely believes Saddam Hussein was somehow behind 9/11. Wrongly, but they do believe that. The president himself has suggested it numerous times.
I know it. I'm just blown away by it.
Yeah.
I'm just totally...
Well, you and me both.
All right, let's see if we can get one more call in. Let's go to Carl in Longmont. Carl, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk with Thomas Frank. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning. I just wanted to weigh in. I know you're probably going to take some exception to what I'm going to say, but I honestly believe that the country has reverted back to a time when it was not very politically aware, informed. We have to be the stupidest political animal on the planet right now in terms of the way we see ourselves and we see our view of the world. Also, when I was in the Army back in Germany, I could not believe how many political parties there were.
and the discussion, the debate that went on about real life, real core issues like employment and health. Now, that's not to say that they have a perfect system, but there was more exchange from
We don't spend time talking about this.
We don't spend time talking about
All right, let's see what Thomas has to say about Thomas.
I want to say one other thing, but go ahead, Thomas. So
The caller is making an excellent point, and I think a lot of that is because we don't think that politics has anything to do with our everyday life.
That's right.
Hey, in a lot of ways, you know, that's a correct way of looking at it because both parties take money from the same companies, you know, and everybody knows that that politics is. I mean, it's very easy to be cynical about it, and once you're cynical about it, then it is just a show. You know, it's just a game over, you know, denouncing bad people or denouncing evolution or denouncing the Malibu elite or something like that. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's my last comment, and I want your take on it. We're embracing the Elmer Gantries of the world today and thinking that is going to save the country. We've got people that get on TV and are literally driving people into poverty by selling them spiritual salvation, supposedly, and moral values, which they disguise as what is going to bring the country back to its greatness. And, you know, these guys are snake oil salesmen. And I got to tell you something. You said that, you know, George Bush is seen as a nice guy. He is not a nice guy.
All right. Thomas.
I'll get off, and I'd like to hear your take on it.
All right, yeah. Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear someone refer to Elmer Gantry, which is Elmer Gantry's novel by Sinclair Lewis that came out in the 20s about a hypocritical preacher. And it's set in Kansas. And to write the book, Sinclair Lewis went to my hometown of Kansas City and spent a lot of time watching preachers and writing about preachers and doing some preaching himself to try to understand that business. And there was a time when it was very easy for people to be, you know, skeptical about that stuff. And it seems like that time has passed. I mean, look, the caller is a little more cynical about things than me, but in broad terms, he's right. He's right. What more can I say? I'm going to write a book, Jay. I'm going to write a book that's like all positive and optimistic, and it has solutions to all the problems.
Oh, listen, Thomas, thank you for being here. And people can find out more about you at tcfrank.com. They can also write you there. And I recommend What's the Matter with Kansas, The Conquest of Cool, or anything else that Thomas Frank has written. Because you know what, Thomas, I'm just a real fan.
Well, thanks a lot, Jay.
All right. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.
Okay, we'll see you.
Okay. There's Thomas Frank. Get that book, What's the Matter with Kansas, or The Conquest of Cool, or read The Baffler, or anything that Thomas Frank has been involved in. You'll really enjoy it. It's 8:47, almost 8:48 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year. They thought we couldn't do it, but we did. The race is on, and this is only the first lap. Haven't heard the show? Well, tune in right here weekdays and find out what the hype's all about.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4. Now more than ever on AM 760.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at EuroOptics. Men do make passes at girls in EuroOptics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. EuroOptics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
EuroOptics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
University, and crews are still working that rollover accident. It's southbound I-25 approaching Lincoln Avenue. It's blocking the left and center lanes and have heavy backups from C-470. Southbound 225 bunches up on your way into the tech center and I-70 looks real good. East and westbound. Boulder weather today, partly cloudy skies.
For a better tomorrow, serving the Front Range from Longmont to Castle Rock, call Unwanted Appliances Hauled Away at 303-430-7142.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:52, 8 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Man, where's the time gone? Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk about Ward Churchill. We thank Thomas Frank for being here. Go to tcfrank.com if you want more information. And let's go to Thad in Denver. Thad, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sitting here in my car riding, and I just happened to tune into your station. I'd forgotten that it had made the switch from sports to, quote, progressive radio. But I'm sitting here chuckling at your bemusement at why President Bush is president. And I just love the fact that you people can't get it, and you will never get it, as long as you keep supporting buffoons like Ward Churchill and the people in Hollywood and everybody else who is, quote, who represents themselves as anti-American. I think it's great.
Well, who represents themselves in Hollywood as anti-American?
Sean Penn?
No, I don't think so. Give me an example of that.
Susan Sarandon?
Give me an example of that.
I'll give you the exact example. It was going to Iraq before the bombing.
So what's wrong with that?
It was forbidden for him to go there.
All right.
And then going and then being used as a pawn by the Iraqis to show him sites of hardship. That's Saddam Hussein.
So Susan, all right. Hang on a second. So Susan Sarandon.
For an example.
Well, I want to ask you.
He was paraded around.
Look, my friend, are we going to have a two-way dialogue, or are you going to dominate?
You asked me for my example. You're not letting me complete my example.
I most certainly am.
Okay,
what I wanted to ask you was, is that you named two names out of all of Hollywood.
Tim Robbins.
Okay. There's three. How's Tim Robbins anti-American?
Barbara Streisand.
How are they anti-American?
They are anti-American.
How?
They're getting up on the stage and spewing anti-American comments.
Give me an example of an anti-American comment that Barbara Streisand's made.
Read her website.
No, I don't need to read her website.
Read
I'm asking
website.
You.
I'm
all right, give me an example of Tim Robbins.
An example. Tim Robbins standing up at the awards and making anti-American comments.
Give me an example of an anti-American comment. In other words, if it doesn't agree with you, it's anti-American? Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't agree with the people who are voting.
No, I'm asking you, sir. I'm not asking people who are voting.
I'm giving you
examples. Sir, I'm asking you.
I'm giving you examples, pal. Of why,
pal, give me an example of an anti-American statement made by Tim Robbins, pal.
I'm giving you examples.
Answer the question.
People are not voting.
Answer the question.
Yeah,
get off. Get off, you brainstem. I mean, you know, I ask you time and time again to give me an example, and you can't give me one. Great. Francis and Greeley, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I agree with you. That guy's an idiot. Anyway, gosh, I'm a little nervous, okay?
Okay, you got 60 seconds.
Okay.
Hurry.
Okay, I'll try to talk fast. Okay, I just wanted to maybe give you some insight as to why the press is afraid to challenge George Bush.
Why?
Okay, I think that in the first place, most of those companies are big business. Okay, so they're not about to do something that's going to have an effect, you know, an impact on their business.
You know what? I think you may be right about that. Thank you, Francis. I'm just out of time, but I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, and have a good day. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hey, all I'm asking you, if you make a charge, put up or shut up. That's it.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar, it's a website with half price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build the course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
And by the way, do you still hear that sound? You better head to Just Brakes right now. Just Brakes, earning your trust at every stop.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Ready to scoff at the accusations and yield to the final green light for the construction of a barrier around Jerusalem. It will include the largest Jewish settlement in the West Bank on the Israeli side. The barrier at the same time will encompass lands claimed by the Palestinians for a future state, including traditionally Arab East Jerusalem, the intended Palestinian capital. Israel began building a separation barrier in the West Bank 2 years ago, saying at the time it was aimed at keeping out Palestinian attackers, but the Palestinians charged that Israel could have built the barrier on its own territory if they were that concerned about security. Happened over the weekend, President George W. Bush named New York City Republican Mayor Michael Bloomberg to represent him at a dedication to the new Yad Vashem Holocaust History Museum in Jerusalem today. Bloomberg is trekking to the Middle East along with a host of dignitaries for the special event. In other news, the annual meeting of the United Nations Human Rights Commission opens today in Geneva, Switzerland. This with the United States bracing itself for a barrage of criticism for the military's alleged handling of detainees stemming from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In years gone by, the United States has been free to focus on the rights and shortcomings of other countries at commission hearings, but recent disclosures about prisoner mistreatment have required the administration to adopt a defensive strategy for the upcoming 7-week conclave. The new nonpartisan Government Accountability Office last week blew the whistle on an EPA plan aimed at regulating mercury pollution from power plants. EPA, according to the GAO, was distorting the analysis of its controversial proposal to regulate such pollution. Now it's reported that the Bush administration will propose this week the first federal controls on mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants. New plan promoted by the Bush White House provides for tradable pollution allowances that is more congenial to industry. Under the rules, some utilities will be able to purchase allowances rather than cleaning up emissions. Environmentalists and some state officials are already complaining that such a plan would lead to hot spots. The toxic impact of mercury could affect one's brain development, learning, and neurological functioning. And pilots say they aren't being certified quickly enough to carry guns in cockpits, and some say it's because the Transportation and Security Administration never really wanted the program in the first place. Pilots who monitor the program estimate that between 4,000 and 4,500 have been trained and deputized to carry guns since the Federal Flight Deck Officer Program began in 2003. Wayne Gilbert, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
You shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself.
Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we're doing well on streets around Boulder. Broadway and Baseline look good, and the diagonal and Highway 93 are moving along fine. The turnpike's wide open east and westbound, and southbound I-25 looks good on your way into downtown. Then it's sluggish in both directions.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
For more information on how to join, go to am760.net and click on the blue list.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the
after nine scattered snow showers, mainly in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, the high near 32. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Ward Churchill in the news again this morning. Churchill buyout appears to be DOA. Survey of regents find most are cold towards the settlement. And in the Denver Post this morning, Churchill buyout revisited. Private funding may be in the works as the CU panel delays probe of the professor. On the line with me, he's been here before, and we welcome him back again, Michael Kerrigan, Democratic regent from Denver. Michael, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay, from a snowy, cold Denver.
Yep, you got it, man. All right. Did your opinion about the buyout change?
Well, listen, the university in many ways is in a no-win situation. We're, of course, being attacked from the right for having this professor on our campus at all. We're being attacked from the left for even investigating him. And so one of the solutions we talked about is an agreement where we would go our separate ways. That got a lot more complicated the more that we learned specifically regarding additional accusations of plagiarism and additional accusations of threats.
Yeah, you're talking about the Faye Cohen situation.
The situation from Nova Scotia, that's right.
Right. And so that has complicated things.
I think that's fair to say it's complicated things. And, again, it's a real difficult situation. Mike Lindland wrote a good column in Saturday's Rocky Mountain News about the difficult choice we face, because if we go through the process, it's not a quick process. And if there's a recommendation for discipline, then it could take up to 2 years. And during that time, Professor Churchill may be in the classroom teaching. And so all those critics that accuse us of doing a sellout, well, we're looking for resolution to this and certainty to this, and the sooner the better in many ways.
How long would a court fight take?
Boy, a 10-year process, about 2 years. Court fight would probably be another 2 to 3 to possibly 4 years. And I certainly am concerned I have no problem with taking a principled stand, but that's what the University of Washington did with Rick Neuheisel. And after years of litigation, they ended up cutting him a check for over $4 million. That's hardly good use of the taxpayer dollars either. So,
you know what I wonder about this Faye Cohen situation? If this happened in 97, why is it coming to light now?
Well, that's one of the concerns, that perhaps it didn't get full investigation in 97 because of threats, alleged threats, by Professor Churchill, and that's one of the reasons why she didn't really come forward.
But aren't we kind of like just taking her word for it without investigating it?
Well, we're not. That's why we are investigating it. Certain newspapers and certain commenters are taking her word for it, but we will not. And in many ways, time is on our side on that, because every week we seem to be learning a little bit more about this situation.
Have you talked to her personally?
I have not, and that's not my job at the board. Well, we have people who are on this panel, so Dean Getches and the Chancellor Phil DeStefano and Dean Gleason, who are looking at all these facts, and that's one of them. And I believe they may have been in touch with her. I don't know. But we are the last step in the process, so it's really not my role to be in touch with her.
It's 9:09 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Michael Kerrigan, Democratic Regent for CU, on the line here. What about the story that's circulating around in the Denver Post about a private funding maybe in the works for a buyout? Would you favor that?
Well, it certainly would be easier for me to accept and explain to my constituents if it was not tax dollars that went towards a settlement. Of course, I think two things that would help us explain it better would be, one, if it wasn't tax dollars, and two, if it was a modest amount. I hope that there are some friends of the university out there that would be willing to grit their teeth and look at the long-term best interests, which may be helping the university and Professor Churchill go our separate ways.
This thing is really a mess. Who do you believe?
I don't know who to believe, Jay. I mean, we get... And what's frustrating is all the people using this for their own political advantage. There was a story about Senator Andrews, John Andrews, the recent state Senate president, who just a few weeks ago wrote a column in the Denver Post saying we didn't need public universities in this state. And now he's said that he will lead a recall of all the regents if we were to reach an agreement with Professor Churchill.
I saw that, his massive radio audience. I don't even know what station the guy's on.
I don't either. I don't either. His massive radio audience of 10,000. But it's just unfortunate to have so many people using this difficult situation for political advantage.
Is there any end in sight to this?
I don't know that there is. Not in the immediate sight. You know, we thought we had an agreement, but the way the facts change every day, it's hard to know where this will end up. But it's just, I hope that we get back to our central mission. The university does such a great job of educating 50,000 students every day, and those kids just want to get an education. They don't care about the football scandal. They don't care about Ward Churchill. They're just trying to get ahead in life, and that's who we're trying to serve.
All right, Michael, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, there's Michael Kerrigan, Democratic Regent from Denver, on the latest development in the Ward Churchill situation. I'll just open the phone lines here at 303-713-7600. I got to tell you, I don't know what to believe. And I don't know what the answer is. Whether a buyout is the answer, whether the answer is for Churchill to hang in there and take it to court, I don't know whether to believe him or not. He says that this whole Fay-Cohen situation was basically an agreement, a disagreement, an agreement and a disagreement not to work together in the future. He says he never threatened her. Do we believe him? A majority of the CU regents, quoting The Rocky, said Sunday that they oppose any financial settlement with Ward Churchill aborting an attempted buyout of the controversial professor's contract. The opposition represents a reversal by the board, which voted 7-2 in closed session last month to authorize interim University of Colorado Chandler Chancellor Phil DeStefano to explore the possibility of persuading Churchill to take an early retirement in return for a cash settlement. Would it be the it's probably best for all parties concerned if Churchill goes a separate way. But it doesn't look like that's in the offing. So the question is, where do we go from here, if anywhere? And, man, we've explored this topic ad nauseum. And there seems to be no end in sight. Kevin in Louisville, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Kev, good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What about you?
Not too bad. I tune in every now and then just to see what's going on. Forever as worth, I've been a registered Republican for the last 20-some-odd years. I want to make a distinction in my head that I've been making and kind of talk you through it. From my perspective, there's a difference between neocons and conservatives. And I think the Ward Churchill case is one of the issues that is really helping me define it a little more clearly. For whatever it's worth, I don't agree with much of anything this dipstick says, but I'll defend his First Amendment rights from here until, you know, whenever. I don't like the fact that there's been a lot of neocons playing this up and taking advantage of it, making political hay. earlier, the Elmer Gantry was tossed around in this conversation. I definitely look at John Andrews as being in that category. I just simply don't like the willingness of certain people in the Republican Party to basically go over the top to make their point. I don't agree with the idea that people who criticize the United States are anti-American. I think criticism is one of the rights as an American citizen and one of the obligations. There's just a lot of issues that organizing themselves around the Ward Churchill case, they're very frustrating to me as a lifelong conservative.
Yeah, you know what? And then to be fair, and I try to be fair, you're right. There's a difference between neoconservatives and conservatives. And in a lot of ways, they don't have anything in common, really. I just don't know where to go from here. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what the answer to any of this is.
I think it would be helpful in these conversations to peel the layers from it periodically, and in particular to the gentleman who called earlier. I mean, sometimes the neocons, from my perspective, are more interested in winning and being right.
I think you're absolutely right about that. They will resort to any... I mean, Ann Coulter, for instance, resorts to trying to rehabilitate Joseph McCarthy. Give me a break.
Yeah, I have been, I'm 50 years old. I've been a registered Republican for the last 20 some odd years of my life. This is just astonishing to me, the willingness of some of the people on the right to just push the envelope and go over the top. And I was right there with the Contract of America for Newt Gingrich. I thought they overstretched, and I thought the snapback on that resulted in Bill Clinton, which he was an okay president. I was happy with him for the most part. But had they not pushed the envelope, had they not stepped across boundaries, things would have worked out differently. I just don't like the overreaction by people who are looking at looking at this thinking that it's more important to win than it is to be right.
All right, Kev. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
You bet.
Okay. It's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. What next for Ward Churchill? 303-713-7600. Churchill buyout appears to be DOA, according to the Rocky Mountain News. Churchill buyout is revisited, according to the Denver Post. Private funds may be in the works. We talked to Michael Kerrigan, a Democratic regent from Denver. We heard what he had to say. Now it's time to hear what you have to say. I don't know where to go with this thing. We'll take more of your calls coming up.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Call today and have them hauled away at 303-430-7142 or see them on the web at unwanted.com.
Because I just love automobiles. I own three of them. I have to admit to it. But, you know, at Rockies, you'll find just about any maker model you can think of, and the cars are and trucks and vans are just beautiful. We're talking Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more, and they're all at one convenient location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And the thing that makes Rockies a cut above most car dealerships is number one, selection, and number two, the people. People like Spanky and Colby and the Tower of Power and Larry the Elf and the Bashir brothers, Marv and Tom. Get over to Rockies. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. And Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you show up late, hey, you show up after 8, they'll stay late. That's the way Rockies operates. Rockies Autos.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
And please tell your friends to visit budgetrealtycolorado.com or call 303-772-7997.
Colorado's progressive voice, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's progressive talk.
Good morning, talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk. Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600. War Churchill, buyout appears to be DOA. They're searching for private funds. What next for War Churchill? I just opened the lines, and I'll just take any of you and hear what you have to say, because I don't know what to believe anymore. Here's John in Highlands Ranch. John, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
Hey, nice talking to you, and I appreciate your forum, and I appreciate the opportunity to listen to a progressive radio. And, you know, sometimes at night there's not that much, and sometimes I'll listen to that other. And they have some guy on there, you know, he's really a warmonger, goes by the name of Looney Bob, or I don't know what his name is.
Oh, I don't even know who he is. And it's Gunny Bob. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't call him Gunny Bob. You know, I'm a veteran myself, and there's nothing. He glorifies war, and he glorifies division instead of promoting harmony. I just don't understand. But the reason I really wanted to call this morning, and again, thanks, was, you know, that moron that called a while ago, and any time that anybody, and especially it seems like they target actors and the establishment in Hollywood, any time they speak out against this administration or speak out, they're called anti-patriotic, and that's so lunatic.
It really is.
You know, I don't understand that. I think it's more of a sin to remain silent and not speak out than it is. I mean, this country was based on revolution. This country was based on change. This country was based on speaking out. And I just don't understand where these righties get this notion. That
all I wanted to do was ask the guy, and now this is off the Ward Churchill subject, but he brought up Ward Churchill as an example, but I wanted to ask him, all I wanted to do was tell him to give me one statement that Tim Robbins made that would be considered anti-American, and he couldn't do it.
Absolutely. And even you know, all these people are saying is, look, let's take a look at what's going on, look at this administration, look at the half truths and the lies they're telling the American people. I think that was excellent when your guest this morning mentioned that West Virginia, one of the poorest states in the country, went 13% for Bush.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. It's like, you know, putting a nose ring on cows and leading people around. It's just awful.
It is. It's unbelievable. John, thank you for the call.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. To Ian in Denver. Ian, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, Ian's gone. Let's go to Kaylee in Lakewood. Kaylee, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. What a mess, huh?
Yeah, it is a mess.
Oh, God. But and, you know, I'm thinking more Churchill, you know, what to do, really, for the greater good of society and Boulder community, should resign. Just to get the controversy off of the university. But, you know, this whole thing is lunacy. Like everyone doesn't understand it. And I know this is like sounds so crazy, but I really think that there is a vast right-wing conspiracy. And this attack on Boulder coming layer after layer after layer is a part of it. It's reminiscent of the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth.
Well, it's that piling on. Yeah,
it's
you're
that
right
piling
about that.
On. It is reminiscent of the USA Next advertising campaign against Social Security. And we got Pete Coors here in Colorado, who's like extremely religious, affiliated with these people. And I'm sure the Republicans would like to take the state back. And I just see this as sort of like, just a bombardment against a liberal university, and I think it's just nutty. But to me, the best strategy for the whole situation would be to try and expose this attack for what it is. You know, because they're conservative, good conservative Republicans like that man a couple calls ago.
Right.
This is unconscionable that you
Well, they have nothing to do with the neocons.
Right. And it's the neocon sort of faction that works through the churches and with these smear campaigns that is like working against the University of Colorado, it seems to me. I know that sounds just like nutty, but...
No, it doesn't sound nutty. I think that the right wing has, the neocons have their act very, very much together. And last hour, Thomas Frank was talking about that. And I think it's time for those of us on the left, we've got to get our acts together.
Right. And we need to realize, really, how organized they are.
They are not terribly organized.
They are not kidding. And there is tons and tons of money behind them.
I'm going to say this, and I don't have to say it, but I will say it. That's why it's critical that everybody go out and tell at least five of their friends about this radio station.
I do.
Because we have got to get organized.
I know. Well, I just went to some Democratic breakfast in Jefferson County on Saturday, you know, to try and get involved. I'm not really used to this sort of thing, but my goodness, there were a lot of people there. Yeah. And Tom Tancredo is going to be at the Lakewoods city government building trying to talk down Social Security Monday, March 21st,
well, people should show up there and give them a piece of their mind.
Right. I mean, just if even 10 people would show up and just ask, and don't scream and yell like a stupid liberal, you know, like the stereotypical liberal that they try and make us out to be. Just be calm and reasonable. I mean...
You got it.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Kaylee, thank you for calling. All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600. John in Lafayette. John, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi there.
Hi, John.
I heard this this environmental philosopher named Derek Jensen, and he was talking about this hierarchy, a power hierarchy, where when killing happens down the hierarchy, it's unnoticed, it's considered normal, it's considered heroic, and when killing happens upward in the hierarchy... then it's an outrage and it's greeted with shock and outrage. And I think one of the reasons why Ward Churchill's article was met with such shock was that he was pointing out this inconsistency that, you know, now these 2,000 people were killed in this tragic attack, but the fact that it's thought of and felt so differently than all of the times when... you know, many people are slaughtered by U.S. forces abroad for a variety of reasons. And I wish that we would take this time, instead of talking about this controversy in terms of whether he loses his job or doesn't lose his job, let's talk about the content of his article and let's talk about what the United States is doing abroad. In Haiti, where we overthrew Aristide and all the people that are being killed there now, I mean, these things are... completely under the radar.
I mean, I think that's certainly a component in all of this. But the other problem is that we're sitting here in the Boulder, Denver area. We're sitting here. This incident is going on in our community, and now we have this report, which we talked about on Friday. We talked to Charles Crosby of the university up there in Nova Scotia, where apparently Churchill is alleged to have threatened this woman. And it's like, man, what do you believe? Who do you believe? And because it's two separate, you know, it's three separate issues. It's what Churchill talks about. It's his right to free speech, and I would defend, you know, his right to free speech until I drop. And then it's his conduct and his scholarship. And it's like they're piling on top of him, and who knows what's right and what's wrong here.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing. I wish, though, that we could take this opportunity to make this distinction between, you know, here's this guy who's saying we're anti-American if we criticize policy.
Right.
And it's like, well, what kind of policy will make this guy... be outraged? I mean, is there anything that this government would do that would make him mad? I mean, I'm sure he was being anti-American when Clinton was president.
Well, you know, see, people like that, the problem with people like that caller, who he's not here to defend himself, but the problem with them is they, it's the same Orwellian game that they play around Roosevelt. You know, they always want to talk up about, oh, this is a democracy, and it's a republic, and, you know, Roosevelt this, and the freedom of this and that,
yeah.
But anytime you try to exercise that freedom, they go totally and completely berserk.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's an old con game that they have been playing for years, and it all goes back to, you know, McCarthyism. I mean, it's not something that's brand new. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, and have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Okay. 303-713-7600. Ward Churchill, what next now? Because, you know, we're in a strange position here. I can't ignore the story. It's on the front page of both newspapers. But what do you do? Now, according to the Denver, the Rocky Mountain News, church buyout appears to be DOA. The Denver Post is saying church buyout revisited. Private funding may be in the works as CU panel delays probe a professor. What's the right thing to have done? I don't know. I'm opening up the phones to you. 303-713-7600, 929. Let's take a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thank you. We are doing well on streets around Boulder. Broadway and Baseline look good. The diagonal and Highway 93 are moving along, and the turnpike's wide open east and westbound. Southbound I-25 looks good on your way into downtown. Then it's sluggish in both directions through T-Rex, and crews have just cleared that rollover accident. Southbound I-25 at Lincoln Avenue. All lanes are open, but we are slow from C-470. Then south of Castle Rock, we have another rollover. Southbound I-25, it's blocking the highway at Plume Creek. Southbound 225 bunches up on your way into the tech center, and we are trouble-free on I-70. Boulder weather, cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 32 degrees. KB Home is offering $10,000 in savings on select homes for quick move-in. Visit KB Home Community today for more information. Beautiful upgrades are included in the price. Hurry, this offer will end soon. Homes are going fast. For directions, visit kbhome.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Luna Bar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Europtics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Europtics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
The Constitution. Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. Hello, I'm Nina Els, one of the booksellers at the Denver Book Mall.
Company that works hard for families all across the Front Range. They specialize in accessing your home's available equity to pay off bills in order to help you restructure your debt and get away from those credit cards. In many cases, not only can they help you save hundreds of dollars each month, but they can provide your family a whole new lifestyle. Brian Veal was one of my first advertisers when I began in Denver 6 years ago. And now he's back with me again. And you know something? You'll never meet a nicer guy and a more finer, more honorable man. To reach Brian, call 303-839-LOAN. That's 839-5626. Or you can apply 24 hours a day at equityrelief.com. That's equityrelief.com. And if you're in the market to refinance or buy a home,
double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York Deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
To keep our area a safer place to live, work, shop, and raise families.
Our morning show just got a little bolder. Jay Marvin, live from Boulder on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:34. Scattered snow showers mainly afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 32. Churchill buyout appears to be DOA. Churchill buyout revisited. Private funds may be in the works as the CU panel delays. Probe of the professor. Michael Kerrigan, the Democratic regent from Denver, on with us earlier, said basically that the buyout is all but dead. What next in this controversy? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike on a cell phone in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760, hey. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
I had to keep it fairly short, which I probably will be thankful. I wanted to comment on the fact I grew up in the South. I grew up actually in Southwest Missouri. And really, I think all the things about Lord Churchill and everything else is associated with the fact that we have the rise of the Neo-South. It's probably not the neocons, but the Neo-South.
Hmm.
This is the kind of way that people there view things. You have to keep into your place. You cannot ever talk against the country. And heaven help you if you ever talk against God or fundamentalist religion.
Well, that's very true. I worked in the South for 17 years.
Okay. It very much is true. And if you view all that stuff in perspective, I believe you have a pretty good idea of what's going on with Churchill and others involved with academic freedom.
But what about these charges that he threatened this woman, Faye Cohen?
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. The sensibility of what comprises threat is supposedly somewhat different in Canada than it is in this country. There's a little more sensibility about humanitarianism and the like there. And I don't know. I mean, it might not be considered a threat here, and it might be considered a threat there. So it's kind of one of those issues where we need more data on that.
All right, Michael.
But whether it's a threat or not, it's going to be jumped on by the neo-Southerners as a way to put this sort of thing down. One last thing, then I'll hang up. And I am involved in academics, though I'm a research associate instead of a tenure track faculty member.
Right.
And one thing people have not talked about is the fact that academic freedom is actually a charge. It's not simply a matter of being able to say things. The mission of the university is to persevere in the search for truth. And academic the concept of tenure is to allow someone who has it to express truth, no matter what, or their view of truth, no matter where it's led them, even if it's unpopular. And in fact, you have a duty to do that. Nobody's talked about that very much.
No, that's very, very true. You're very, very right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Thanks a million. Bye.
You got it. Okay, let's go to Jim in Golden. Jim, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, good morning very much. Yeah, I wanted to remind people that back in the 1920s, CU was getting a lot of pressure to try to eliminate the Jewish professors on campus. In the 1950s, they were getting a lot of pressure to eliminate the McCarthyism professors. And even though Mr. Churchill has used a couple metaphors people don't like, he's bringing up the question, and I really do hope he gets to stay on the campus.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
It's unfortunate, and I'm a CU alum, the pressure from the talking head radio people and the right wing are doing that. You could go back to Martin Luther King Jr., and people have said, I can't prove it, but people have said that, you know, he plagiarized in his doctorial. Well, I'm sure you could go through a lot of people and find parts and pieces in there where they plagiarize.
What about him allegedly threatening this woman?
I haven't got a take on that yet. I don't have enough information. I'm sorry. I probably missed some of your show earlier where they were talking about it. But I want to move on to one other thing.
Sure.
And here's a saying that seems to be coming home to me a lot these days, what the Republicans are doing. Their philosophy being this: privatize the profits, socialize the losses.
Yeah, that's a very, very good statement. I think that's very, very true.
Yeah, I find that more and more happening throughout their philosophy. It's a very scary situation where all the nets in society that people could rely on, even the best of us that try to work, are going to be pulled out from under us. And so when you fall, you're going to fall all the way down to the bottom unless you got something to hold on to.
Very well said. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You got it. Let's go to George in Capitol Hill. George, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You've been asking some suggestions of what to do with reference to Ward Churchill and CU.
Right.
Well, the first thing that CU needs to do is start taking federal civil rights law seriously. I've been acquainted with Ward Churchill for about 25 years. I'm of Cherokee ancestry, and most of the people I know never did think he was an Indian. In other words, if you don't care enough about the civil rights law to make sure that, people who are applying for the jobs are what they say they are, in effect what CU did was provide affirmative action for a man who appears to be white. And that's what their affirmative...
Well, how do you prove you're an Indian?
Huh?
How do you prove you're an Indian?
Well, I can prove mine through, tribal
DNA?
Papers. Tribal papers and family histories. Prove it several different ways.
How would you have Ward Churchill prove that he is or isn't?
Well, he can't prove it. But what I'm trying to drive at, Jay, is that CU, take a look. They don't have, to my knowledge, a single academic dean of color on the campus. They don't have any vice chancellors or chancellors of color. The vice presidents are all Anglos. The Board of Regents is all white. And I think they may have an Indian on the Colorado Springs campus. The Indians don't know who she is, but some of the students say she is. They may have an Asian dean at UCD, but the Health Sciences Center is all power structures, all Anglo. In other words, CU does not take civil rights laws seriously, and they don't have to, because the Democrats have adopted what Mississippi did right after Brown v. Board of Education, where they started homeschooling, privatizing schools, drying up the funding, all the different things that John Andrews has been doing. And when you hear it, Boulder's a liberal town, when you come to a town that is virtually all Anglo like Boulder, why do you call it liberal? That's not liberal to me.
I don't know. What, you have to have a predominant, or you have to have a large contingent of people of color in order to make a town liberal? Why would you
have to have a few of them?
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
Why would you assume that all people of color are liberal?
Well, that's my definition of liberal, is have a mixture of people. That's what it was in the 1960s.
We're not living in the 1960s.
Well,
even though I don't totally agree with it, and I'm shocked by it, it blows me away. I mean, you've got people of color who are conservative.
Of course you do.
So why would you use that,
but
that phraseology?
That's my definition. If people aren't willing to have a mixture of races, I can't call them liberal.
What's Condoleezza Rice? Is she liberal?
No, she's conservative.
I rest my case. Thank you for the call.
I'm talking about...
Thank you. That's enough. Liz in Denver, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Liz, you there? All right. Liz, let's go to Ian in Denver. Ian, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm not sure.
Great show, though.
Thanks.
I love listening to you guys in the morning. I'm just calling in regards to something that happened to me Friday regarding the conversation you're having earlier with Violent Society.
Right.
And it ties into Ward Churchill a little bit. I was driving home from work. I passed by an SUV that had written on the dirt on the back of his truck. It said, "See you later, Ward Churchill." And it was followed by an expletive calling him a name. I passed by and, I had some bumper stickers on the back of my car, very liberal bumper stickers. One of them reading, "Bush lied, thousands died." Anyway, I pull in front of this SUV. I come to a stoplight, and as soon as the stoplight turns green, the SUV behind me rams me into...
He rammed you?
He rammed me into the middle of the intersection. I almost hit a car.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
No, and I back up, and I start to, he speeds off through the intersection. I start to chase him a little bit. Then he pulls into a residential area and just starts speeding off.
Did you get his license number?
No, I couldn't. I was trying to get that. He smashed a little bit of my bumper. It wasn't that bad, but... And then eventually, I'm driving through the neighborhood, and I see him, and he makes a U-turn, and he, I caught the face of the guy who looked pretty vicious, and he speeds towards me, and, like he's going to hit me, but then he speeds off. And I thought that was pretty amazing.
Wow, that is an amazing story.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking that somebody would actually bump my car out of the way just because I have bumper stickers that disagree with. He, of course, had George W. Bush stickers on his car, too.
Right.
And also that, "See you later, Ward Churchill," followed by, calling him a name, which I can't say on the air.
Great guy. These some of these neocons, man, are extremely angry people.
Yeah, very angry. And that was just an example of it.
All right, man. Thank you. That's a shocking story. Thanks. Imagine some guy ramming you because you have a Clinton lied and nobody died sticker? 9:44 at AM 7.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or $1 million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
And not found guilty.
That's true.
Not tried. We have a Senate or a House whip who's very questionable.
Who may be in trouble yet.
Maybe, but he's still the House whip. They changed the rules so he could be.
Yep.
Mr. Churchill has not been proven guilty or tried or anything else for any crimes. Therefore, my feeling is that he should be allowed to teach and teach until he either retires on his own or they can prove something on him. Period.
Do you think this center is just basically around his right to freedom of speech?
I think this center around his right to freedom of speech, and I am very much against using any of the university's money, my employer, by the way, money to buy him out.
You say you work for the university. What's the feeling around the university about this?
I work, I shouldn't.
Well, you don't have to tell me what you do.
I'm a research assistant, and I don't really work at the university. I work from home for the university.
Oh, okay.
So I do computer work.
Oh, I see. All right. So
all online.
So you, in other words, don't go to the university every day?
No. I don't.
Well, I mean, these
well,
are all...
I think it's freedom of speech, and I think he has a right to speech.
These are all accusations leveled against him.
Yep.
Nothing's been proven.
That's right. And, you know, when I was in grade school, third grade, I think, or fourth grade or something like that, they told me about a man who said that I don't agree with the words you say, but I fight to the death for your right,
right.
to say it. You know, I had no idea who they were talking about at the time or any of that stuff. And I just believe that. He should be allowed to stay there.
I don't know what to think. I know, talk shows are supposed to have an opinion about everything.
Huh?
I don't know what to think about the guy. I mean, all these people are piling on top of him.
Yeah.
We know, it's like I asked Michael Kerrigan this question. This report from this university in Nova Scotia, this happened back in 1997. Now all of a sudden it's relevant in 2005?
Well, the other thing is, you know, do they have proof? Do they have, you know, is it just another neocon thing? Oh, by the way, conservative is not the word for these people. They are not conservative in the least bit.
No.
They spend money wildly.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
We need a new term. Neocon doesn't work.
All right, well, we'll have to come up with something. George, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, isn't this basically a he said, she said? But then I vacillate back and forth about this. Dwayne in Longmont. Dwayne, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. Just a quick comment on the word Churchill thing, and I really wanted to comment on the violence thing.
Sure.
With Ward Churchill, the university, and every time you have a problem, you know, this is a simplistic, you know, goody-goody two-shoes kind of thought on this, but every time you have a problem, it's also an opportunity. And the university has an opportunity here to make a very clear statement as to exactly what's going on, and I think that they definitely have to speak up for free speech, and they need to speak up for tenure and what their mission actually is. And this is a perfect opportunity for them to do that. This gentleman who had the incident of somebody rear-ending him going through an intersection, I think you have to remember that in a certain sense, politics in a lot of ways is controlled violence or a way of controlling violence to be able to resolve issues that, if they were not resolved in some political fashion, would probably come to some kind of blows.
They're definitely about control. You're absolutely right about that.
And the other thing is that I think is really important, I think it happened probably during the 80s started, the media has an extraordinarily high responsibility, in my estimation, to demonstrate for people how to carry on political debate. And one of the most damaging things that I can remember or think about is this point-counterpoint business that they've had on all of the talk show heads things.
Right.
They come up, and what finally, what really encapsulated it for me, and I happen to remember it was on Saturday Night Live, and it was Jane Curtin and...
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, and he said, Jane, you ignorant...
Right.
You. And that just, it's like there is no discussion of issues. It's merely a matter of denigrating the other person, win at any cost, bring out any guns to win the battle. Don't try to, it's not a search for what is the best way to go. It's merely a matter of winning. And it is a very deep kind of thing. And like for yourself, on your show, there are many times when you come to a point where about the only correct response is some kind of escalation of violence, in a sense. It's only verbal violence, and it happens from your callers as well. But the point is the demonstration of where to draw that line, how to draw that line, when to reason through and when to say, hey, you're over the top, I'm sorry, I'm out of here, you have your point, goodbye. You know, those are all things, that's a demonstration, that's a responsibility of the media, and I'm so very pleased that that there is a progressive talk show paradigm that's going on in the country, because hopefully we will allow people who have differing points of view to at least be able to demonstrate to them how to be able to talk about it. And if the other person is totally intransigent, like the person that was on earlier today, where he wasn't going to let you talk and was only going to make his point, then you have to shut it off. I mean, it's a...
I had no other choice, man. That guy was a total stem. Where else was I going to go?
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is it's just a high responsibility. It's a difficult situation. It's not easy. You're like a teacher. You know, you're demonstrating for people. This is, you know, we can talk about this until you fail to talk or until you fail to live by a certain set of rules. And by the way that you actually do your gig, that demonstrates to people how to, you know, what's reasonable here, what makes sense, and to get dialogues going with these people. You know, talking to just people who agree with you is talking to the choir. It doesn't...
Right. You're right about that.
It isn't going to change anything. One of the other things, real quickly, and I'll let you get off here. Howard, the head of the DNC...
Howard Dean.
He made this comment, which I was very saddened that he made it, which was, but it could be like an early statement in a long progression of a program. But he said, "I hate Republicans." It's not a matter of hating Republicans, because if somebody out there identifies themselves as being a Republican, then they say they hate me, and then it polarizes people.
Right.
You just have to say, "I really hate what these people who are working under the guise of being Republicans are doing." There you've broken everything up and you've made different pieces to the puzzle so that people can now differentiate and start to pull the issue apart. People have consolidated around words and thought patterns that really it's hard to break into it. You have to break it apart in certain kinds of ways. And you have to give different ideas and different concepts as to how to get a hold of the issue. And that the gentleman that you had, what's the matter with Kansas?
Yeah, Thomas Frank.
He's identifying those kinds of things. And that's,
yeah, he is.
That's excellent that's going on. Jay, thank you so much for your time.
Sure.
Thanks for all your work. Appreciate it.
No problem. You're welcome here anytime. Thank you. Gary in Denver, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, great show.
Thanks.
Really enjoy it. Listen, I heard you say a couple of times that you didn't know where to go with the Ward Churchill thing, and I have a suggestion. I don't know how practical it is, but... Perhaps I know that that we liberals would like to see. We don't like the notion that people are deprived of. You know, university professors are deprived of their rights to say what they want to say, and the conservatives want to get him out of the classroom. So perhaps a compromise might be. And I, like I said, I don't know how practical it is, but one thing would be to let the legal process continue.
It'll go on for years.
But suspend him from the classroom for that period of time. Now, I know that could be a long time, and I don't know if that's a compromise that they would agree to. But I tell you what, he has put liberals in between a rock and a hard place because by insisting that, you know, we protect their rights to free speech in the classroom. We are as a lady had said earlier, we're giving ammunition to the Republicans to take back the state legislature in Colorado.
But what choice do we have? What are we going to do? Are we going to like not defend this guy's right of free speech?
I agree with you 100%. That's why the suggestion I have. Some sort of compromise that would satisfy both the conservatives and the liberals, because if it tips one direction on only one direction, then it's going to be divisive. And I think we have to look at the big picture down the road.
All right. Gary, thanks. I'm just out of time, but
okay.
I thank you for a well-thought-out call.
Sure.
All right. That's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m. here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Yep, they got their radio station. Now, we got ours.
Hey, Bart. bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both